All right, we're live. Welcome, everybody. We're doing it. It's the last night in AC. Super Bowl is over. I don't know who won.
Who gives a shit?
We don't really. I'm not a sports guy. I don't really know how to move. So, anyway, we're here. In the room is Jason Bentley. And I'm starting with the stars. And only because I need him to tell a very important Chad story. And then we also have our assistant, Sean. He's kind of like our Stevie Lou. And then we have the one and the only. And I know this is why people tune in. I know this is what people want. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray DeVito.
Yay!
And then, oh, and that's Rocco. Rocco's here, too.
Hi.
It's the puppet that plays Tukey.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Ray, the people are watching.
What's up? Hello, everybody.
They want to know about Ray. Come on, fill us in.
I gotta
talk about your weekend. This is what people want.
This gets
the super tips flowing.
No, we had a great weekend, man. Everyone had fun. It was great. I enjoyed doing so it started out like I'm drunk.
No.
I'm drunk. Rocco gave me an edible. So, like, that's... Yeah. Allegedly. Rocco gave me a... Someone did. A different Rocco. Mm-hmm. Not the Rocco in the room with me.
Right.
All right. Are you mad at me?
I didn't say anything.
Oh. But no.
Let's do it on air.
So, we were... what do you call it? Last night, just hanging out. Everyone's having fun. And Vince Allure's like... Reels and Vince Allure like, hey, $200 if you want to do 5 minutes of stand up up in the suite. And I was like, yeah, $200, yeah, what do I give a shit? Sure. So we all went up there, we had fun, we did it. We did that. I got a $100 tip. I made $300 doing 5 minutes of stand up comedy. And apparently even you were mad at me for doing it. Like,
I was mad?
Was your tweet?
What planet are you on where I was mad?
He said you had a great set.
I said you had a great set? I said you're a way better comic than Chad will ever be?
Yeah,
why didn't Chad do it? They were going to give Chad $1,000.
Chad sucks, and he's a pussy. Can we talk? Let's start it off with the shakes. Now, I've received several reports that Chad was shaking violently. We saw this while he was handing out badges. I think he dropped yours.
No, he threw it at me. But again, I have to say, like, he was entering a situation where he assumes all these people hate him. Like, he was like a shaking dog, kind of. But
here's, as the night went on, it went away.
Yeah.
It went away. So I think
it was nerves.
Like, so that proves it's nerves and he's not good with people. I don't like making fun of people.
No, but I hope he's okay.
what do you think's wrong with him?
I don't know, but yeah, it was. I saw that too at the beginning, but then it was fine. Like, later on, it's a night one. And I actually enjoyed hanging out. I know he's going to be like, Ray sucks, Ray sucks. I hate it. Like, yeah, I enjoyed hanging out with him. There was no animosity. I mean, he might have animosity towards me, but I was like, nah, it's cool. Hey, he gave me a fucking keychain.
Now, when you went up to Chad and told him, like, you liked the Ray DeVito show?
I told him I'm fine with it. I think, look.
Did he ask?
No, he didn't ask. I go.
Hey, are you okay with me doing the Ray DeVito
show? No, he did not ask that at all.
How does that keychain work? It doesn't look like a keychain.
Will you make a keychain?
Oh, that was a magnet?
Yeah, I mean...
Ray DeVito...
What is that?
How many... Like, how much shit...
Yeah,
dude, we had a good weekend. Come on.
Well, no, never mind then. That totally negates the point I was making.
No, Chad had a box.
Ray always goes off on a conversation we're not having. You'll go like, this guy has BO, and he's like, we had fun. It's like, yeah. I'm saying he shot a guy.
We had fun.
Rocco said that Kevin's room was like sweltering hot last night. Was it really bad?
It was stuffy. Shit.
Yeah, and then Ray's just like, no, everybody was having fun. It's like, no one said they weren't.
Yeah, we had a great
time. Yeah, no, it seemed like everyone was having fun.
You had fun? You were there, Rocco?
Yeah, no, I had fun.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Shout out to KB.
They're already coming in hot.
Hey, Big Sauce, can I get the I wasn't always like this drop?
No.
If you can't, would you give me your best impersonation, please? It's a sure prize. Fuck you, Ray. stay out of Ohio.
Stick 'em. Stick 'em. Shiva bruv like a punk. You ain't a good guy, Ray. Ohio has spoken. Oh, and that donkey lips thing too, please.
I haven't always been like this. I don't have my drops. So.
We saw Down Syndrome Michael Ray Bauer today in the food court.
Yeah, we did. We actually saw somebody look just like Michael Ray Bauer. And
I saw that guy too. I know what you're talking about. He had like a giant neck.
He looked like Ed from 90 Days Fiancé. Plus,
he looked exactly like Michael Ray Bauer.
He looked like a Ram Man, the He-Man character.
Right.
He-Man.
Thank you for these super stickers that were in the system already. From Tony Hotfingers, says the Jews. Just the Jews.
By the way, I saw him another time. He was still eating. Just gotta keep feeding him.
That's what people say about. That's what people say about me.
Just gotta keep feeding him.
FKA mommy, thank you for the super sticker, and FKA mommy, thank you for the super sticker. Anonymous says, Ray, what room are you in, Timmy?
3826.
Why would you tell? Ray, you were just explaining to me that when you travel, you use...
That's not the room. Guess what? That's not the room. Yeah, it's a false room. Don't bother those good people.
What? So you get fake...
I haven't always been this Ray.
But you get fake names when you check into a hotel?
Yeah, I just do it.
What fake name? What names? Yeah, give us some of the names.
Like, you can change them. You don't have to use it. Yeah, you can change it. But what were
Carlos some... Danger. Just because, like, that was an anonymous name that that Anthony Weiner guy used.
So you just use Dabbleverse name?
It's Carlos Danger. It's obnoxious John and Carlos Danger.
Look.
Obnoxious Ray.
I'll get it out of the way because I know he's very shy. But Jason Bentley almost got in two altercations.
What?
This weekend. The first one was, of course, when Kevin Brennan challenged him to go up to his room and fight him. And then Jason Bentley... went up to Kevin's room last night during the show, and what happened? Bentley, give us a rundown.
Well, I just told him I made it easy for him. I come to see him.
I come to
see him.
And you said, come fight me?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
No, he apologized. He didn't remember doing it. Remember saying it.
Imagine apologizing to Jason Bentley.
Stop it. I mean, Kevin Brennan fucking loves Jason Bentley. I know he's going to hate me for saying that, but...
Kevin Brennan hates you.
I know, yeah. He hates me, but he doesn't fucking really hate me.
What?
Or maybe he hates me. Yeah, I don't know, but...
No, he's your friend. He probably has your back. He'll be at your funeral, for sure.
T.O. Hank snuck me in.
T.O. Hank, double agent. Sneaking Bentley in, which couldn't have been...
T.O. Hank, I owe you a Benito Santiago rookie card.
Way to step on my joke about his weight. But anyway. And then you almost, you know, Chad, I guess, apparently said a lot of things on Twitter about Bentley's wife, who was also here. And Bentley walked up to Chad, and what did Chad say? And yell it out really loud. What did Chad say to you?
Dear God, don't hit me.
Dear God... don't hit me.
But he's my new best friend.
That's funny.
According to him.
Yeah. We're he's my new best friend. No, me. According to me, we're best friends.
What's great is...
You know, sadly, that's what his stepdad said to him. He'd say to his stepdad, please.
Too soon.
Yeah, no. It's a joke. Good nature, River. Dear God.
Chad is... already done a show and told a lot of lies, and I think one of the best ways to recap yesterday is to let Chad tell it, and then we'll correct everything that's wrong. I think that's a good way to do it. Nick in Fort Wayne, thanks for the super sticker. Great meeting you this weekend. Cigarette Jones says, Ray saved the day. Melton knows how to organize an event, which dummy Chad could learn. Enjoyed seeing Teamster Tim in an NLO hat. You know Kevin hated that. And then Kevin was telling Teamster Tim that Melton's better at poker than him. And he was like, no fucking way. There was so much great gold that's like lost in that Kevin Brennan live show because there's so much chatter going on. And people will be dissecting it for a while, I think.
It was a great show, dude. I loved it.
the hotel room?
It was a mess.
Kevin Brennan.
You were passing around French fries on a plate.
Enchanting every 5 seconds.
It was fun.
No, it was fun. Everyone was having fun, but it was impossible to follow them. And every
I'm not going to let you hate on that. There's other things to hate on. Yeah, you had a fucking great time. Chad assaulted your arm. Chad punched your puppet.
I can't talk about it.
Did you have fun just starting chants instead of doing content?
I don't. Have you seen my podcast? I don't do content.
Did you get any fries?
No, I don't think so.
Epic.
I didn't even get any fries.
I can't eat and drink at the same time. Soup is confusing.
split pea and ham. You're combining that split pea.
I don't know if you're supposed to.
That's a lot of shit.
You're supposed to sip it or chew.
It's a lot of shit to work out, dude. Got a lot of choices to make in life.
Did you eat cereal as a kid?
I haven't even seen you eat yet.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal to ever exist.
You're good.
Jesus
Cinnamon
Christ.
Toast Crunch, dude.
All right, we're gonna watch Chad, his show from this morning, in the hotel room.
You have to.
Yes, because there's some personal stuff about you. I know you.
Oh, what?
I know you're a little sensitive.
Oh.
Your age has been doxed, and people know now. What is, man. You're an old fuck.
I'm old.
Here's Chad.
Good morning. I don't have my microphone. I know one thing. I have viewers than Kiki.
Great. Well, so does Ray.
He screenshotted Kiki's show and uploaded it to StreamYard so that he could dunk on Kiki with 5 viewers.
She needs to be dunked on, let's be honest.
People are saying there's an echo. Yes, I understand. There will be an echo. We have to play it in the room here, and the mic is picking up the whole room. So this is how live shows work when we do them like this. There will be an echo. Deal.
Is that Teal Hank?
Oh, no. What's going on, everybody? Just a quick recap this morning before I check out of my hotel. How are you? I'm in Atlantic City. Getting ready to get up and get out of here, go get some breakfast. Just recapping of what went down last night. It was an evening for sure. I'm here to report that it was definitely an evening. I can confirm an evening was had.
He's already got nothing.
Right.
We're seconds into the show, and he's repeating himself in funny ways because he's got nothing.
Things happened. Honestly, not very dramatic. I know people want storylines and stuff. Stuttering John's a bitch.
Get out of the way. Bentley's beer can.
The whole time, of course.
Oh.
So that didn't happen. Rob Saul apparently was here. I didn't see him, but I guess Rob Saul definitely showed up. All my reports were telling me that he had a ridiculous spray tan, and he looked weird.
Melty. Check the shower when Raytard leaves. There may be a dead call girl in there.
I too like dead call girls in Tukey.
Jesus Christ. Are you killing call girls?
Don't do that, dude.
Who's talking to yourself?
Way to go out on a limb.
Don't do that, dude.
Guys, we're not murdering.
I get it, the Chiefs lost. But
we're not murdering. Spoiler alert, Jesus Christ, dude. I haven't seen
Some
it.
Some people tape it.
I haven't seen it.
Also, AC is okay.
I'm joking. I don't see this thing. I'm just.
You don't need to see the thing, right?
I'm responding to the audio.
You don't need to see the thing.
I'm being funny.
I'm 100%. Rob Saul looks way better in person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He looked normal. He wasn't all. He looked thinner.
Yeah.
He looked less greasy.
He's a metrosexual.
Yeah. He was lit up, but he did.
Yeah, he definitely is, like, done up. Like, he's, like, going out on the town and shit. Like, I think it looked all right. And it was nice to see him and that Deb lady, like, get along. And the way he talked about the Deb lady.
Oh, the one he called an ugly cunt constantly.
Yeah, but, like, she's, like, a sweet little lady. So sweet. It's such a, like.
What did she do to deserve to be called a cunt, though?
I have no idea, but, like, she's.
Why are you involved?
Because I met her last night.
So you run around defending her honor against everyone forever?
She just seems like a nice lady. That's all. From the time I spent with her. Rob saw her were being, getting along great.
They did a stream together. They were sitting together.
Oh, they did?
The bar, yep.
Because they're both cunts.
She seemed like a nice lady. I just thought she was a sweet lady. I don't know.
All right, Chad, continue. But I'm just being honest. Chad looked great. He looks thinner.
He does look good.
Yeah. He didn't look greasy or sweaty until he got to Kevin's room.
Not once did I see his glasses fog up.
And Rob Saul looked way better than he looks on stream. So, on it, you know, what is.
Ray looks like shit.
I look like shit. I look better on stream.
Ray looks seven.
Like a real person.
That's all I got. But I guess he was chopping it up with Deb after they said awful things about one another, which was interesting.
So listen to that. He was chopping it up with Deb.
I think the most fun we had.
He said Saul was so pathetic just chopping it up with Deb after they said such horrible things about each other. It's like
Deb didn't even say horrible things about him.
You and Ray were chopping it up after saying horrible things about each other. You and I were chopping it up after saying horrible things with each other. You and Rocco were chopping it up after saying horrible things with each other. You and the Bentleys were chopping it up after saying horrible things to each other. Chad, almost everyone you met yesterday, you had to apologize to and backtrack because you said horrible things about him. But Saul can't do that?
I never apologized to you. Why are you lying?
He didn't apologize to me, which I don't care.
Do you want him to?
No, I don't know. I don't want him to.
Okay.
Probably to you, right? Was doing Kevin's show in his room. We all went back. Well, it started, the plan was we went and got some food. It's myself, Lady KB, Bill from Jersey, the Sorcerer,
the cucks.
Cool. And what'd you get?
The plan was,
did you eat with a fork?
I was going to go to my room. He was going to go to his room.
Yeah. So like we had a dinner and then like breakfast will be like in the morning.
I'd have some people. He had some people. And then we would just do the podcast.
Teamster Tim has entered the building.
Forgot my equipment, which sucks, but it is what it is.
All right. We're watching a thing.
It is. And then shortly, it seemed like Kevin's room was a little bit more fun.
Okay, we're in the middle of a show, Tim, so you're going to have to sit down and drop the energy, all right? You're getting a little insane.
I didn't see it.
Why don't you move your car out of this alleyway?
So we're like, let's go.
Cheese is the best spirit animal because it stays inside me the longest.
Cheese is the best spirit animal because it stays inside me the longest.
It's binding.
I'm with that.
It was fun. It was kind of a party. Everyone was being ridiculous, and a lot of people were there. Like the Bentleys.
Everyone. If I put it on everything, the Bentleys, everything.
Kevin Soundboard, Tarnished Maiden, that were lovely people. Who else was there? Teamster Tim showed up.
It's you.
I came in and Rocco was doing the puppet with Tukey.
Doing the puppet.
So I immediately started attacking Tukey. You know, for comedic effect.
That right there, that look of Chad. You know, okay. So we're gonna get like I want to be really honest about what Chad says right here, and then I want the real. Don't exaggerate. Don't. Bentley was also in the room. Teamster Tim, I think, might have been in the room at this time when Chad started punching Tukey. Were you in the room?
Assaulting Tukey.
Okay, but Bentley definitely did. So he'll be able to back up whatever Rocco says or call bullshit. Let's see what Chad said happened.
But apparently this morning Rocco says, yeah, Chad was like being so aggressive. You could tell there's this anger in him. He's taking out on Tukey. I go, no, you're just weak. I was being stupid.
You're just weak. Now, don't exaggerate. What was the energy like?
It was
he grabbed
exactly
your arm,
like a,
grabbed your
grabbed
arm,
my arm, or he grabbed my arm, pulled it down, started punching with the other hand,
hard
as he could. Yeah, I mean,
like his weight was in it.
Yeah, I mean, he's punching. I was feeling like, you know, he was punching the shit out of my hand basically because he's punching Tukey's head. And I was more concerned with him damaging Tukey than I was trying to pull Tukey away. And it just seemed like a lot of aggression.
Bentley, from a spectator perspective, how did it look like Chad was actually really
I wasn't paying attention, to be honest with you. I was watching your snipe. So. And then that's when KB told Stevie Lou to throw me out of the room.
Okay, because you were watching this. And then did he? Yeah,
no.
Okay, so
it all happened so fast. It was. I'm it was having PTSD. Fast. Quite
Kevin,
honestly, just mentioned.
Did Tukey enter Kumia country?
Yes.
Yeah. Did he order a chicken something?
Did
I'm just still having when issues
can you
with that shoulder.
Well, Stevie Lou is Kevin's bodyguard. Literally,
I like mashed potatoes and dirt. It makes a nice putty for my ass crack.
Makes a nice putty for my ass crack. So Stevie Lou is basically Kevin's bodyguard. Kevin wouldn't come downstairs and meet everybody without Stevie Lou escorting him. Stevie Lou got between Grant and Kevin when they were fighting, kind of like to hold Kevin back so Kevin could act crazier. And
yeah, where the fuck was Stevie Lou to protect Tukey?
Yes, right. But Kevin Kevin asked Stevie Lou to remove Bentley from the room, and then Stevie Lou took one look at Bentley and said,
"Hey, no, it's for show."
Hey, I wasn't talking to you. Stevie Lou took a look at you after Kevin asked him to remove you and said,
"No." And then KB goes, "Well, get some help and throw him out."
Why did KB, the guy who invited everyone to his room to fight, need so much security? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What, Ray? Defend him. Go ahead.
I'm defending. It was a fun. It's all for show.
Gotcha.
We had a great time. Even fucking. Hey, Bentley wouldn't be up there if he wasn't having fun.
Why, when you're asked specific questions, do you just go back to, "We all had fun"?
No, but Bentley wouldn't be up there if he did not have a bunch of fun. It was fun. It was a great time. We all had a fucking teacher. Tim was trying to fight Kevin at one point as a bit.
I wasn't trying to fight. Who are you? Of Tukey? Like, aren't you really close to Tukey in that? And you see him getting beaten up, and you're just okay with it?
Don't beat up a puppet. This is my PSA to people: don't beat up puppets. Puppets. It's like what happened to April Brucker. Four homeless people were attacking the puppet. They weren't attacking her, but the puppet saying stuff.
Yes, officer, he punched me in the hand.
Yes, officer, he punched me in the hand. Yeah, could you file him? That'd be the silliest assault.
Choked the wrist.
All right, back to Chad.
He's like, he's just like, you could tell there's like this inner anger where he's just taking it out of the puppet. I'm like, no, I was just
being funny in the moment,
but. Yeah, I met Rock.
If we were doing professional wrestling, they would have called it, he was working stiff. Like, he was really, like, it wasn't like he was faking the punches and doing that. Like, he was punching it as hard as he could, as far as I could tell. I don't know.
Right.
It looked like it on the video, too. Like, it literally happened so quick. I don't want to talk about it. My
arm. Weird dude.
Weird dude. You're a weird dude.
Of course. I use a puppet and wear a mask and do characters. We're all weird.
We're all weird. All three of us sitting at this fucking table.
I wish Chad was weird.
Really impressive about him.
There's nothing impressive
about him. Old guy. Looks old. I'm older. Like, I think I'm older than he is, but he looks way older than I do.
You look so old, dude.
I'm very gray. So my beard is very gray.
Chad is very concerned with the physical appearance of the men in this
world.
But
doesn't he always say, every time we say something about his physical appearance, that it's weird these guys are always talking about dudes' appearance?
His lips.
Like, he says the same shit.
It's always dudes talking about my lips, dude. Why dudes talking about my lips?
And then he tweeted about my teeth. My teeth aren't fake. They're just perfect.
You do have nice. I mean, he just did that to get a compliment.
Well, no,
he's got nice teeth.
Again, everything about Chad is what's going on with him projected. So, like, because Chad got his teeth fixed this year,
right?
He's like thinking about teeth.
Yeah, I guess.
And it's like, well, when do you get your lips fixed?
I'm so jealous of his teeth. I wish I could.
I didn't have to spend money to get a flipper.
How did you get those teeth?
Got there. Yeah, you have nice teeth. To the lobby bar.
Thank you, Rick.
I came from my room, and people were texting me to come to the lobby bar, and I brought all the lanyards. By the way, I have the lanyards. I'm going to...
So, far more people than bought tickets got lanyards, and he still has extras?
Yeah.
Like, didn't he hand your wife, Jason, your wife a stack of lanyards?
Yeah.
Like, he gave her, like, "Hey, I'm so sorry about what I said about you. Have 7 lanyards. I hope this makes up for everything." Feel free to sell them on eBay.
That's like Saturn John. I know you child support money. Take these lanyards.
That's what I said last night when I got KB's room up the hill to my lanyard. I'm like, I got a ticket.
True.
And it's like having a postcard around your neck. Like
they're big as your head. Lanyard's as big as your head.
Yeah. Every time you guys order a shirt, I'm going to mail you a lanyard, too. I'm going to give lanyards out to Super Chatters, too.
How much do you want to bet he tried to hand these out at the Super Bowl party?
Mike Morse has a lanyard?
I bet he does. Oh, sure. He did.
Literally as big as his head.
Guys, that's what Lord, he's like, I don't want this.
I've got goodies.
What am I, five? What are you, five? Why did you give me a lanyard? What am I, five?
I heard it was like a potluck. I brought something, too. I brought some lanyards.
I've got magnets, keychains, wristbands. What do you need? Come on, stock up, guys.
Ray promised me $50 if I pinch his nips and grind my heel into his ball. How do you get out of a trunk? Where's the hidden release tab?
Why'd you put this woman in a trunk? Poor Ray. We have a theory about these lanyards. So, you know, when you order lanyard, and, you know, I did this with Hackabana, you have to, like, pick a size. You can go anywhere from, like a business card size, which I think is, like, 2.5 by 3 or something, to, I guess, an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. And our theory is because Chad's so bad at, like, anything, he doesn't know what, like, an inch really is or anything, and he probably saw them, like, yeah, 8 by 16, I guess that's good. Yeah, that should be plenty big. And he just ordered them, and then they came, and they're enormous. And he's like, oh.
In all fairness,
I don't really know what an inch is.
I think they were fine. Don't give him shit. That's what you're mad about, Chad. About. That's what you're giving Chad shit.
We're not
about.
Mad.
Fucking lanyards.
You think we're mad? On them.
What's wrong with you?
He sent your hand to the hospital last night. Focus on that.
What?
He sent your hand to the hospital last night.
I can't talk about it.
It's a pending litigation. We're not really supposed to speak.
For a little while, I was in charge of the lanyard box. I had the box with me. Somehow or another.
But Chad, I'm sorry, I said you didn't shit about see your wife.
Can you hold on
to Ray, hold on.
Again, I'm not going to say anything bad about my new best friend.
Okay, sorry.
He's my new best friend.
Well, I think we're going to get to that in a minute.
I do. I have a lot of lanyards.
I have a lot of lanyards. Brag.
Too many lanyards.
Everyone gets one.
For an event that never happened.
For an event that never happened.
For an event that never happened. So everybody started coming around getting lanyards, and then Melton came up. He's like, hey, buddy, you know, it's just the internet. It's just a joke.
Okay. Every time Chad's going to talk about us, he puts his hands up like this. I want to make it very clear that at no time ever did Rocco or myself go up to him with our hands up like, is it okay? Are you cool? Are we good? You know, it's not serious. You know, it's just real. The first time we walked up to Chad, Rocco said, can I have a lanyard? Chad threw it at him. He handed me a lanyard, and then we walked away. Moments later, I went up to Chad because he was standing there, and I go, hey, because he clearly wasn't going to approach me. He said he was going to approach you, and then he told you to stay away.
Right, and then stay on my own side of the Borgata.
Same thing with me.
He and came by the way, to my side of the Borgata. I was there first.
He's pounded his chest about this. I live.
Thanks
in
for the shirts, breakfast soda.
Like it awkward. Oh shit! What was that? That was a super dip, but I missed it. I make it awkward. These other guys don't like awkward. I sit in awkward. Bitch, you shake thinking about awkward.
Yeah.
No one did this ever. Like, whoa, Chad, are we good? Are we good? We gave out the height. He's 5'8".
Yeah.
He's 5'8".
He's 5'8".
No one's worried about Chad. But I walk straight up to him and I go, are you going to make it awkward? I walked straight up to Chad, not like this. I said, are you going to make it awkward? And he goes, what? And I go, are you going to make it awkward? And he said, what are you talking about? I said, you said you were going to make it awkward. Make it awkward. And he goes, oh, that's what happened. That's why no one went up to him like, it's just the internet. Don't be mad. I hope we're cool. He says at one point, I said, we're all friends here.
Was he talking about the second time we approached him?
No, this is like outside before we even later talk. We talked to him for 5 or 10 minutes inside about merch,
right?
About Hackamania.
We're talking about giving away shirts.
Chad never walked away from us. He says, like, I left because it was just like I wasn't comfortable. He didn't walk away. Bentley was there while we were talking to him. KB was there, Lady KB, while we were talking to him. Bill from Jersey, who I talked to for probably 20 minutes collectively.
He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Thanks, Ray!
I like the guy. He was cool.
I'm talking. He's a nice guy. I'm literally about to say that. Come on, man. He's... Fuck.
He's
Fuck. If Hitler was here, Ray would be like, he has
Stop it. I didn't say that.
He knows Come how to. He paints really good.
You don't know what Hitler he was.
He's like Cardiff's
to.
Kids of the Reich. Bill from Jersey, very nice guy. Totally fucking normal man.
Yeah.
I have. There's nothing wrong with Bill from Jersey. Other than the Chad derangement syndrome.
Right before I was about to measure Chad, Bill from Jersey actually said, he was like, don't ruin it. Come on, don't ruin it. I was like, shut up.
Bill from Jersey. Bill from Jersey is an awesome dude. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Ray told me I won and put a lanyard around my neck. Then it got all dark and cold.
I'll bang her if she's still warm.
Ray told me I won and put a lanyard around my neck, and then everything went dark.
I said, thank you for the shirts, breakfast soda. Gee whiz, boy howdy, I am remarkably hunger for Mangoo.
That's normal, that's normal. So I just want to make it very clear that Chad at no point walked away. Every time we talked to Chad, we approached him,
right.
And never did I have hands up.
No.
It's so nuts.
He asked me about my shirt, and he was like, where'd you get that? And I was like, well, I was going to buy one. Because
he had a Zumok Mania shirt.
Yeah, and I was like, I was going to buy one from you last year, but I never got a chance to see you. So a listener gave it, purple. He gave it to me, and he was like, oh, I would have gave you. I was like, but I wanted to buy one from you. He's like, oh, I would have gave you one for free. And we're like, stop.
Yes, Chad, when we talked to Chad about how much merch he gives away, Chad had just offered to mail us both shirts.
Yeah, he's like, I'll mail one to you. And I was like, no, like.
He offered to mail expensive. Bentley a shirt, and Bentley's like, I'm not giving Chad my address. No one's giving Chad. And then, again, Chad offered to mail us shirts. Does it sound like he didn't like it, and he was awkward, and he had the upper hand? This is what he does when he feels guilty and apologizes to people, mail them shirts. And then we have to mail Rocco and Melton shirts?
But it seemed like it registered a little, maybe, I don't know.
We're
maybe
like,
not.
Yeah, man. Nothing registers. I talked to several fans of Chad's this weekend, and they all said at some point, some variation of, I've tried to talk to Chad about this, or I've tried to tell Chad this, or I tried to talk sense into him, and his like train of thought can't sustain a lesson, like learning a lesson. He moves on too quick to ever like learn anything. But
yeah,
from two or three people this weekend told me that.
Sorry.
Here's Chad telling about me.
We're having fun, man. And I was just like, all right, whatever.
hey, Chad, we're all good, right?
Is that how it went?
Yes.
Man.
Whatever. First of all, I told him he looked good, and I said, you manned up and showed up. It's the best thing you do. Just come here and act normal.
Right.
And he goes, what's your angle?
Yes.
He said, what's your angle?
You know, I'm not there to fight people by any means.
But you were going to make it awkward.
Means. But he knew, he did exactly what I thought he would do. We're all friends, man. We're having fun.
Again, he's pumping his hands like, dude, we're all good. We're all friends. We're not all friends. We're not all friends, Chad. I've never said that. As a matter of fact, I had Lady KB and Reels and stupid Bill from Jersey. Fuck that guy. No, I'm kidding.
He's a good guy, though.
All telling me, like, no, Chad's a good guy. He's not a good guy. Chad still lies about everything. Chad still has committed heinous crimes in multiple states that go on and on and on and on. So, like Chad... Enjoy Chad for what he is. Feel free to laugh at the Mud Shark and watch his show. You're not going to gaslight me into Chad's a good guy. Chad attacks people. Chad wants people's personal info. Chad threatens people's children and wives. Chad ain't a good guy. Chad ain't a good guy.
And I'm like, all right, I'm not here. I was hesitant, of course. He's been nothing but a cocksucker the whole time.
None of this language was coming out of Chad's mouth. Again, we met Chad, not the mud shark.
Right.
We met shaky, yeah. shaky Chad.
The mud shark showed up once Kevin got here.
Right. The mud shark was on Kevin's show.
After I met him in real life. So we're just kind of talking and hanging out, and then he's like, bro.
I said, bro?
I guess he went talk with Bill from Jersey, and he came back. He's like, what's going to take for me to get you into Hackamania?
Yes. So Bill in Jersey, Bill from Jersey and I were talking, and I was like, we got to get – I go, I need your help. Because Chad – we all know Chad won't do anything alone without a real solid support corner. And if I – what if we try to get Chad out to Hackamania? I need Bill from Jersey and the other fans of Chad's who are hardcore Chad fans – to come out to Hackamania to support him. Not again, Chad'll try to spin this into like, they need me to sell tickets. They need me to sell tickets. No, I just know you won't go anywhere without like at least some of your sycophants like around to be there. And again, nobody hates you. You if you came to Hackamania and it was just NLO fans and Rocco fans and WTP and stuff, everyone would respect you. Same with Aaron.
Bottom at the last year.
And I even told Chad to his face, and don't turn this into like, no, we should fight instead. Just say yes or no. Just say yes or no. Just decline it or accept it. But Chad's got some thoughts.
Like, what do we, I could. Come on, man. What do we got to do? And I go, like, what's your angle? I forgot exactly what I said, but I go, what would I do there? And
so Chad, we want you to come out to an event where we're all doing live podcasts. And Chad's thought is, what would I even do?
We're gonna chain you to the wall like Kong and have people take pictures of you.
Can I bring my Rodecaster? Am I allowed to bring the Rodecaster?
He didn't really specifically say anything.
Learning to juggle.
Yeah.
I said, let me just think about it. But everyone's saying I had these long conversations with Rocco and Melton. They weren't.
No, they weren't long. No, they weren't long again, at I'd say 5 to 10 minutes. It was an it was an extended conversation about many topics. Like we talked about merch. Yeah. We talked about Hackamania. We talked about the event we were at here currently. Right. We talked about other people who were surrounding us. Again, like I was making jokes with KB was standing there and Riles was standing there, and there were topics. It wasn't just a quick back and forth or anything. You know what I mean? Like.
I made him very brief on purpose. I didn't feel comfortable around them. I immediately like would walk away or go.
That didn't happen. Again, you can say whatever you want. Every conversation with Chad, we exited. We started and exited. If we didn't approach Chad, there would have been no talking to Chad. But he never walked away because he was uncomfortable. That didn't occur that I know of.
Somewhere else. Because they're not really interesting people to me. But so they want me
again.
I'm on Chad's team.
Once again,
I agree.
They're not interested. Bentley and I are Chad's side.
My new best friend.
He's
Once again, I'm getting really strong Billy Mitchell vibes. Yeah. There's some people here I don't want to spend too much time around. Like remember that scene?
Billy Mitchell.
Don't worry about it.
You gotta be a real fucking nerd to get that.
Yeah,
I'm the top shelf nerd to get that fucking.
It's great.
Watch
it's
King of Kong.
Literally the same energy.
I'm gonna go to Hackamania, and then they wanted me to go to Vince the Lawyer's suite to do stand-up comedy because Ray did it. And they paid him like $300. They're like, bro, how much did you stand up? I'm like, yeah, I'm not your show pony, dude.
Dude, I don't like perform for money. That's not what I do. What in what world can you spend this? I got offered money to do stand up. And by the way, more money than you've ever seen in your life, according to Mersh. $1,000 for 5 minutes. And Chad's like, yeah, Rod, I'm not your show pony. I don't do that.
I did it for two.
I know what you're trying to do. First of all, I'm not going to Vince the Lawyer suite. I'm just not. He's kind of a creepy dude. And secondly, I know what you're doing.
Secondly? We got to make secondively shirts. Chad gives out his GPA as 2.4 from Kent State, and it's the only thing I believe out of Chad.
In Chad's defense, we all had to make out with Vince Amore before we got to the suite. We all...
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you ask Melton to go do stand-up? How about that? How much is it going to take for him to do stand-up?
Okay, so how about you go ask Melton to do stand-up? Yeah, we all offer. Rocco will do stand-up for 5 minutes for $1,000. That's $200 a minute.
Yeah, I'll
check. I'm tied up and smothered in used paper towels and Panera coffee cups. It's dark and cold. Help!
By the way, we will get to super tips in a minute. I know there's some loaded up, but my iPad died, so I'm charging it. Give it a few.
Don't you ask? You know, I'm not Ray. I don't need your $300. He's like, what about $1,000? I'm like, no.
Okay, put yourself in like a The Good Son scenario. Ray dangling off a cliff. Chad dangling off a cliff. You only have this body strength to help one back up. Everyone's picking Ray, I think.
Drop a boat.
And just go get an ice cream.
Go get McDonald's.
Good riddance. Good riddance, both of you.
Because it's a no-win situation. It's stupid.
So... He's not going to do Hackamania. It's a no-win situation. Oh, the
$1,000
$1,000 stand-up.
Yeah,
right.
It was a win situation because you could have sat up there and just, you know, talk shit about all of us for 5 minutes. You still would have gotten the, you know, whatever you agreed to.
Yeah, Ray pushed through it and got the money.
We would have
shut up, pushed through it.
Ray said no.
You did.
They would have offered more. He said no.
What? I bet it was a compliment.
Yes, geez.
It's a difficult gig in a room full of people who are there to watch you bomb.
Yeah,
right. And you did great. We're not liars. You did great. Chad looked great. Rob Saul looked okay.
Right. You were awesome.
That wasn't awesome.
You weren't awesome.
I'm fucking with it. Let's go back to shitting on Chad.
Right. Did you do any of my jokes?
I too dropped them both.
What? I can't see these. I hate it.
I was talking about Pornhub.
Stop super tipping me.
Sir, Milton folded.
It, but you better not have done my jokes. I have my set. You want it?
I called mommy.
I sent it to you. I texted it to you the other day.
We can talk later, Tim.
What are we got a format here? I don't know. I just go on shows and talk, man. So now we all of a sudden got a format.
Fucking hell, this guy.
Go back to dangling ring off the cliff. I forgot, professional podcast. Yeah. You know.
That's right. We do a pro show.
Years, right?
We do a pro show.
No, he was just like, he's like, it's all jokes, man. We're just joking around.
I did say that. I was like, Chad, you came, you manned up, you showed up. And you didn't go make it awkward or try to fight anybody. And that was the best move. I literally told him all this. This is the best move you could have made this weekend. Like, none of this should be taken seriously. But by the way, the reason I told you that, Chad, is because you take it seriously. Kevin Brennan takes it seriously. Stuttering John takes it seriously. Even mush-brained Ray.
It's a different Ray.
Seriously, it's just the internet. I knew what he was going to do, so...
Chad saw all that's coming. He orchestrated this perfectly.
Listen, I wasn't here. I wasn't coming to cause trouble or problems. I mean, it would be funny if stuff.
You said you were, though. You specifically said that. I'm going to go make it awkward. I'm going to cause chaos. People don't like awkward, but I live for awkward. I'm the mud shark. Lay off, guys.
Bring John to punch me.
The ironic thing is, with
doubt
Chad,
it.
Chad, he says that he brought you to the Dabblers.
I actually have a clip of Chad admitting that I discovered him.
Actually, I remember you from MLC. That's where I discovered you.
I have a clip of that.
Yeah, I think that's still funny. But I more or less was just, let's just hang out. I felt bad about the show. I still do.
Why? It was a great show. It's exactly what you wanted.
Then give him a show up in Vince Lawyer's room like I did. Some go up and fucking do.
In our voices, right? Yeah, I forgot what I was saying because Ray... Ray's like a fucking sprinkler on a timer. Just pops up.
I wanted to do something. But the podcast in Kevin's room was a lot of fun. We had fun doing that. And, you know, you get around these people, it's a completely different animal. It's a completely different story.
Now, this is what we were saying. Like, no one's coming to fight. No one's going to do anything. No one's tough. I had two or three threats this weekend. People saying they were going to do stuff to me, that I need to get popped in the mouth.
I apologize for making that threat.
Okay, that was a well-timed one, Ray. But no, but like no one was ever worried about any of that. And again, no one threatens Kevin Brennan, but every one of these events, Kevin Brennan, tells people I'm having security, better not try anything. No one's going to do anything. Nobody.
The best thing about it is that people say that Melton doesn't go out. He's at fucking everything, man. Yeah. I tell people, they go, you know, Melton, you know, he's going to fight Stuttering John. I go, Melton's a fucking giant.
Again, I'm not a fighter. I was talking to, who was I talking to last night? I don't even know. But like, we were saying like, yeah, I'm not a fighter. I'm not tough or anything, but it's not going to be easy. And you're gonna be hurt too. Like it's gonna be a problem.
That's it.
It's not gonna be just you punch me in the mouth and I drop. Maybe it is. Don't try. I should say that.
Everyone's a tough guy online.
Yeah, right. And
everyone's tough and strong and. But they immediately, bro, I'm cool, man. It's all.
So everyone's tough online, but when we saw Chad in person, we were all like, dude, is it cool? Are we cool, bro? Are we cool? Yeah, they couldn't face the mud shark in person.
I never once said that.
No one's ever threatened anyone.
Everyone was fun. Everyone had a good time.
But I never said to anyone, like, are we cool? Like, are we cool? I was like, hey. Like, I went out to Rob Saul. I was like, hey, Rob, Rocco. Like, I didn't want.
I think I'll be okay. Raymond wrapped me in a pink blanket. That will keep me warm and stop the bleeding from my nipples that he bit off.
Jesus. You're biting bitches' nipples off?
It's a different Ray. It's a different Ray. I don't know.
Okay, guys, you're here in an audience. Ray's enough spouting off. We don't need a thought out of everything from Sean. No offense, Sean, but I can handle one of these, not nine.
I like the other Sean, the one that
makes. Hey, you too!
You are Sean.
Pull that beanie down over your fucking face. Melton, you didn't apologize to me. I didn't!
The best merch in the biz. It really is. Everybody talks about it.
NLO store. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store.
Please visit the big and tall section.
Fuck, everyone's got an opinion on every line.
Fun, bro. It's all cool, bro. We're just having a good time, man.
Like, no one ever said this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is insane.
Anybody. Like, I would never talk like this.
Chad has been this, like, I got there and nobody would man up and fight me. They all back down. I knew what would happen. I knew in person they'd be like, yeah, I don't want none of this.
So that's what was going on. I wish there was more to the story. But
Melton back down, Rocco back down. That's the story, guys.
There really isn't. I know people are trying to make something out of me with my connecting in Philadelphia. There was like nothing that happened. Literally nothing that happened. And everyone's like, what happened? Was he detained? Did he get arrested?
Okay. People are asking questions.
Did he miss his bus? And it's just like, God, you guys want content so bad.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Nothing that happened. Zero. I didn't miss a bus. First of all, I didn't know it was a bus. I've never done that before. So I thought, because when you book your flight, they give you the second flight. It looks like you're booking a second flight. It turns out you're booking a bus. I'm like, oh, okay.
So it says it on the ticket, but I can't read.
Oh, yeah, it's like an hour from Philly to AC, American Airlines. But, yeah, I was filming a live stream, and I showed up, and there was already, like, some commotion going on with these black workers and somebody else. And I just put the phone in my pocket, and then I shut it off. And everyone's like, dude, I think he got tackled, and he got arrested. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we just were guessing because you shut off the stream. And then you said, I'm not coming to AC. Then you tweeted that. Then you deleted it.
That's what happened. Sure. That's why I tweeted out, I'm not coming to AC. Long story. Because you guys were all like running with the story that I got arrested and tackled and detained.
So Chad only tweets out lies because we say lies. Like,
so I'm like, all right. You guys want
Chad, hey Ray, any stories you don't know about, you don't have to tell us, you can just be quiet.
But yeah, it had just happened. The stream, didn't he take it down or something? Like,
yes,
yeah.
And then he tweeted out, I'm not coming to AC, long story,
right. I mean,
it's actually a short story. I'm a liar.
Want that to be a story, let's make it happen.
But plus I didn't want the punch kind of deal. Like, he saw an opportunity. Like, I almost give him credit.
How many times? There's a great clip up from Carl from yesterday's show, Carl did, where the timeline of Chad saying, The event's canceled. It's on. Kevin talked to him. It's all good. Emailing Carl, telling him it's off. Everything.
Well, do you want to talk about the cancellation and what?
Speak up. What?
What's that? The cancellation of the show and what we heard.
Yeah, sure, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We did send. We did have a some info come in.
Right. Well, Sean.
Yeah, Sean. Went. Now you
come
can talk.
Now you can talk, Sean.
So it turns out the partner.
Now you're quiet?
Yeah.
So the.
Well, just. You can do it, bro, but the mic works both. What the fuck is happening?
Why are you quiet partner, now? Like,
you think I'm sitting in my lap? Jesus right, so Christ.
Chad described the beer hall owner's partner. The person making all the decisions at the beer hall was the partner, which is his wife, which is what. Everybody was unaware of that she was making all the calls there, and she was not happy at all to hear about her husband getting himself into this mess.
Okay. So they did cancel.
So, the
wife canceled. Sal's
because she
wife.
Had no idea that this event was even happening until a right, couple, when right. the event got canceled. She was like, are you fuck? I guess
Super
she was
Bowl
like,
weekend.
Are you fucking insane? Like, we're just reopening. What is this bullshit bar mitzvah you guys are fucking.
So the event
planning.
The event was not even told to one of the owners. Chad says his partner, that's his wife, she had no idea the event was even happening the day before.
And apparently Chad almost slipped up the other day and said, like, I talked to Sal and his partner. Like, he almost said his wife.
Yeah.
Him to know when I was showing up.
So listen, this is another great Chad moment here. Yesterday, on the same stream, Chad said, I had a gig last night, but I didn't tell anyone where it was because I didn't want anyone knowing. Then he says, you guys are all pussies. I tell everybody where I'm going to be at all times. And now he says this.
And tackled and detained. So I'm like, all right, let's just, you guys want that to be a story. Let's make it happen. Plus, I didn't want them to know when I was showing up.
Why? You tell everybody where you are at all times.
But all in all, you know, it was fine. It was fun, I guess. You know, I'm still here. I'm legitimately still here. We have to check out of our rooms at 11.
Did you guys know this is a hotel room? Here's how you can tell there's stuff on the wall that isn't a picture of Chad.
But
no barbed wire.
Not only did we report what people were immediately live as we were on air, because we went on right after Chad ended, and people were speculating in real time what was happening.
Right.
We also debunked things.
A lot of it.
Like we said, he couldn't have been arrested because why did the stream end?
And then he tweeted.
Yeah.
You can't tweet from jail. Yeah,
like, it's not like we ran with the arrested thing for.
And I think we're going to go get breakfast. Bill from Jersey and myself and possibly Ken Mosca.
So Chad starts looking behind him every time he says, we're going to go to breakfast. We're going to go to breakfast. Now he's looking behind him. Possibly Ken Mosca. Is Ken Mosca in the cuck chair in the corner? Why are you looking behind you talking about Ken Mosca?
To text him. But yeah. I wish I had better stories to tell. I mean, if they tell anything different, then they're lying. Because there's nothing silly that happened. There's just nothing that really happened.
I mean, nothing happened except other stuff than what you said.
There's six people in this room, and not one of us would lie about what happened. Not one of us.
What you saw
I would.
On Kevin's stream is pretty much what happened. But yeah, Rocco and Melton were going way out of the way, trying to be cool with me.
I didn't bring my chain and bat with a nail in it.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I couldn't fucking
We're
check
so
that
glad
shit.
The mud shark didn't swing.
Yeah.
Cool, bro. It's all good, bro.
It's all cool, bro. It's all good, bro. Is that what you said?
I don't talk like that. I don't say bro. I don't say dog. No. I don't say bro.
No one says bro.
How is he going to fucking... That's doing anything.
He's got a puppet on his hand, man. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know.
Yeah, Kevin, oh, wait till we get to the Kevin Brennan stuff. Oh,
whatever. Oh, my God. I just looked over to my right. There she is, my lady, Eva. She's back.
Okay, so I guess Eva was calling him a liar and upset about the event the other day. And now she's back. He's so happy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Good morning.
Rush.
Gifting 10. I like cum.
Jesus.
Wow. That's how you wake up.
I like cum. Wow. That's how you wake up.
It's not Folgers in your cup. It's Eva with 10 memberships. Skull. Yes, I did drink yesterday. I apologize, Eva. I was fine though. I didn't get drunk by any means. But I already planned that though. That was already part of the plan. In Jim's house, I'll be doing the same thing, and then I'm fly back on Monday, and I'm back on the program.
So he's drinking this weekend. He's been good for months. He's been drinking for about a week or two. But after he flies home, he's back on the program. Until
I go to Key West.
When's that?
Week and a half.
In a week and a half. Chad's not going to drink for a week and a half. He's going to tighten it all up.
From Monday. Wednesday, a week. Can't wait. Wait for Key West. Key West Theater. Sold out.
Wow, just on Chad's name.
Literally, Nick put one post up and he sold it out.
I looked up this theater. It has about, I think, 50 tables, which feels like a comedy club, not a theater. So it must be some small theater in Key West. But when Chad said it sold out, I just had a feeling. And I just Googled Nick Swartz and tickets Key West. It is sold out. I couldn't get a ticket. So he is right about that. He lied. The reason I was curious is because he did lie about Nick's theater shows this past summer he was on, where they were literally, like, some of these theaters had hundreds and hundreds of seats, and he had sold, like, 40 seats. Any seat was available in the theater. And that's why Nick's back doing clubs mostly. But this is a small theater in Key West, so maybe...
Well, that's because I wasn't opening for him.
Right.
So that's going to be fun. I'll be in Key West for 5 days. Tony Mazur's going to be there.
The amazing Mazur.
Wow.
His wife, Lisa Stewart.
The island might sink.
Louis C.K. is going to be there. I think we're having lunch with Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. is just coming down to have lunch with Mazur and the Mud Shark. What's happening? Also, that's a great freeze frame.
Mazur, the Mud Shark, and... Watson, man, in Key West.
Yeah, man.
Come on, dude.
Abraham Lincoln is coming.
Bed, right?
The three giants. Swartz and Louis C.K. and Mud Shark.
Why would Louis C.K. tell Chad? I'm coming down at lunch.
I'm sure he told Swartz, maybe? I don't know.
But why would Swartz tell Chad, hey, in a week and a half, Louis C.K. might come in lunch? It's not going to be a thing.
He's joking. Right?
If Moody's watching, I'm getting 500 server errors on Super Tips nonstop. This system is shit.
Be fun.
Hey, right. It's not charging. Did you know Key West is did you know that about
Stevie
Key
Lou?
West? That's why I like it.
Wow. Is this really Stevie Lou?
That's exactly
what I think. Not there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, even Stevie was actually nice to me, which I was surprised.
No one who comes out to these, for the most part, okay. The people who come out to the events aren't the most fucked up people in the Dabbleverse. Really, people who are, like, socially awkward and stuff, for the most part, like, really socially awkward, don't leave their house and don't come out to these things. Everyone's cool.
Right.
Everyone's cool. Stevie Lou and I talk. I go, aren't you mad about what I said about your wife? He's like, I don't even remember. Right. Because it was nothing.
I was very shocked by that. I mean, I kind of saw him, and I just said, all right, whatever. He said something cool. And then,
God, Stevie Lou was so cool. I don't remember what he said, but he said something cool and just walked away. And I was like, fuck. My whole leg was wet. I was dripping.
We both were kind of avoiding each other.
Stevie
really
wasn't
talking.
Avoiding anyone. He was nice to everyone.
Yeah, don't speak for people. You got problems
in the past, right? No, he's a good act.
Knew each other, and finally we were like sitting down. I said, all right, this is dumb. Hi. Like, you know, what are we going to do?
Make it awkward.
So, yeah, he was fine. He was.
I'm making make it awkward t-shirts.
Nice enough.
I thought Stevie told me that Chad didn't really say anything, but he put out his hand.
Hmm.
Like, to shake his hand or something.
Yeah. And the good thing is, if you don't want to shake Chad's hand, he'll just shake his own.
Too soon.
Pick up a pen! Jesus.
so he's not the online bully that he puts on.
Stevie Lou is like, does like pretend to be like this tough online bully, and he's just like the sweetest, nicest guy in person. Like, he's not threatening at all.
Chad's an online bully, is he not? Yeah. And then in real life.
Yeah, but Chad's just awkward and weird.
Like, when I seen him, I'm like, you know, he looked really good. Then I started talking to him. I'm like, no, Chad's all right. He's pretty dumb. And Ray calls him a scumbag every time he gets a fucking chance, man.
Every chance he gets.
Maybe it's you, Ray, man.
Ray, man?
Yeah, you were being fake.
Yeah.
I wasn't being fake. There's a difference between it's being...
By the way, I think that's true. Chad wasn't being fake down in the lobby. No. Chad's fake all the other time. Chad's fake on his show.
Right,
Chad,
like we said.
That's the fake. That's the mud shark.
Right, yeah. We met the mud shark, and then once Kevin came, he was comfortable. You know, he just, like, turned into the mud shark.
Right. The minute Chad's alone in a room with Stevie Lou guarding the door, oh, yeah, those guys are losers.
Cordial. With human... It's just being a human being. It's not being fake. You know, I doubt me and Steve are going to go do a podcast together, like a weekly podcast now. We're like, yeah, let's fucking do it. Although I do have a great idea, a fantastic idea that I pitched to Bill from Jersey about a podcast with Joey C.
Is Bill from Jersey Joey C's manager? Why are you pitching it to him? What? He's literally
Bill from Jersey when I get Joey C.
This is a live version of what do you guys want? Would you pay for this? What do you think about this? Is this a good idea?
I definitely gotta talk to him when I get back.
Is this like the football show that you quit during the playoffs? is this like the show you were gonna do with Opie, the afternoon show?
But is this really like Chad's, like, this is gonna save, like, restart Chad's career teaming up with Joey C? Like,
I hope so.
What is the point? What would be the point?
By the way, my favorite thing, I love bringing in more people. Every once in a while, when I'm on the MLC, Joey C will text me like, ask Brian how much and I'll jump on.
But it's just because they live near each other. Like, I definitely got to talk to Joey C
when I get back, because I think it's a great idea. Once a week podcast. I met him nice enough, and the idea.
I'm telling you, there's no idea.
Chad does a daily show now. He does a Wednesday night show with the Ray DeVito show, and then he does. Then he is talking about starting a show with Joey C.
I just have the one.
And Ray.
Shiny objects. You're not on camera. Shiny objects.
It's fucking insane that he has to break out in a conversation every time you talk. I don't even fucking remember what I was talking about. Fuck.
Joey St. Chad.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I don't know.
It's a great idea. Once a week podcast.
What, John? Oh,
once a day, he does a show. He does so many other shows.
Yeah, now he wants to start a show with Joey C. He's not far off from Steel Toe doing like 12 shows a week or something. I met him nice enough,
and the idea is too good. And I think it would make it would get a lot of views. And I think it'd be outside the shitverse. I think it could be something bigger.
It can't, because you're two of the biggest lolcows in the shitverse. So you think if you team up, it's not going to be Idiot Squared? You think no one's going to watch it and make fun of it?
Well, that's the only way it's going to become bigger is, you know, all the other shows are going to goof on it. I guess is that the idea?
Yes.
Mulverse, I really do. The idea I have. So
playbook, man. Fucking, I got to change.
I got to pitch it and figure out how we're going to do it, because it's too good.
Chadjatives. It's good. It's a good idea. No, that's bad. You're not good. You're bad.
Too good.
You're dumb.
Eva, love seeing Win By Two there also. Hope he's okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. John was here from Win By Two.
Why is he not okay?
He came up to my room, and we went over to Kevin's room. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a solid dude. He's just like me. We're both bummed that the show got canceled.
If only someone was in charge who could have pulled it off. We were both upset that we couldn't do it. We were both upset that we pounded our chest and told everybody, watch how easy it is, idiot, and then, like, fucked it up. We were both really bummed that it didn't happen.
We're really looking forward to doing it. And by the way, The show would have been fine. It would have been fine. So
I'm free. Some trucker guy, Glory Hole Timmy, rescue me.
First of all, that's what you're shooting for with the show? Fine? Come on out to Chad's shows. They're fine.
The show would have been the same thing it was that in the hotel room.
But that's what Chad says, as if it's some sort of like, dude, it would have been exactly what we did. We did it.
Right.
So everyone's like, oh, we don't know what we're doing. It would have been...
The event didn't happen! Objectively, you don't. Like, there's no world where this went great. Like,
in Kevin Brennan's defense, that fucking... he's right. Just doing it in his room was fucking great. It was like a party up there.
Right.
Like, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Kevin's original cool idea, because Kevin knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
He knew
Kevin had it right.
Yeah, he
just
knew.
Just do that.
It wasn't going.
And the first words out of his mouth was, "Melton did it from his room." That was the first words out of his
mouth. Yeah, Melton did it from his room. It was fine. It's good.
And it was great. Everyone had fun. Like all the people that came up to the room had a fucking great time. Like, yeah, people like the high rollers were like putting money out in front. It was a great time. They were fucking having a blast.
Thanks, Ray.
Fuck you.
Yeah, we saw
the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, you were
the
there.
Show.
You got assaulted. Your arm got.
We already covered that.
Again, it would have been
so fucking easy. You're just doing what we did in front of people.
Yeah, Kevin, from what I hear, spent about $500 on room service beer. Now, was he picking up the tab for that, or was it like being charged of the room?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's going to come into play later.
Like, everything we did in Kevin's room, we would have did it at the Tennessee Beer Hall. It's not that hard. Like, so everyone's like, oh, they don't know what they're doing. This.
Everything we did in Kevin's room, we would have done. Yeah, but you didn't. But you didn't. You couldn't. You failed. Yeah, but it would have been like that. So, like, if you say we didn't know what we were doing, it would have been just like that if we had done it, which we couldn't.
Again,
we can't.
Again, Chad, why did you need TV screens and a big screen
balloons,
and everything else?
Balloons!
When it was going to be the same thing as in the hotel.
It, like, honestly, it's so insane to do, like, Chad's like, I'm going to film a special. I'm going to film a theater special. But he couldn't sell enough tickets, so he ended up doing it, like, in a coffee shop. And he's like, yeah, but we could have. Like, it would have been just like this, but, like, in a theater. And we could have done that. And it's like, but except for you couldn't. You tried. It would have been just like this, but at the beer hall. Right, but you tried to do that and couldn't. In what world did you not fail? There's no world you didn't fail.
Just that we literally shot ourselves in the foot. By the way, the only way...
I thought everyone else was to blame. I thought it was Carl's fault, Melton's fault, and Win by Two's fault, and Kevin's fault, and... the haters' fault. The white supremacists' fault.
Well, that got paid for any of this. Was
yeah, Ray's fault, even. Mike Buscetti's fault. Now you shot yourself in the foot? Huh.
Ray DeVito. I lost money. I gave away all these shirts and stickers and...
That's what we told you. You're dumb. We know you lost money. You're not good at business. Oh. People send you a $20 super chat, which you get $14 for, and you tell them you'll mail them a shirt. Rocco and I... pound our heads because we know what postage costs. You're the only guy who can lose money on a $20 super tip.
Yeah.
Like,
Ray Payton, I was telling you about this. This is where he starts talking about why he knows why you come to these things.
Here we go.
Bracelets and keychains and like the only one that ended up out of all. Oh, I guess Kevin got paid with the podcast. I mean, he got a nice chunk of change.
We'll see.
But the only one who really made, well, I guess Rocco and Meltner made money with their podcast. But
I can confirm we did.
No one else really got paid. So, but yeah, John's fine. He's great. I don't know why he was saying like. But we talked about it. You know, we all played up to the camera.
But I thought we were the ones that came up to you and were like, "It's just jokes, right? It's just the internet."
Do a quick tour of AC. Unleash yourself. Oh, you want me to go chat a Z-Man Unleashed? Like
patented Z-Man Unleashed?
Opie? I don't know if we have enough time. We have to check out at 11.
Who's we? Him and Bill from New Jersey?
I don't know.
I'm not going on.
What was he shitting on me for, like, taking money to do stand-up?
Yes, we'll get to it. I thought he was going to get to it, but he lost the thought. Because he started talking about you, but he lost the thought.
Leash, what are you talking about, MGD? Are you drunk again?
I guess that was a bit.
Thank you, dear. Oh, speaking of which, Tarnished Maiden, I met her. Lovely. 8 months. Thank you. Thank you very much. Last night was a dream. It was such a pleasure meeting you, KB, and others. Thank you so much for a great time. No, thank you. You guys were great people, man.
Whenever I see a great person, I fire a cannon. I
blow them up.
I think you guys are still here. I think you're in a hotel we won't name. It was fun. The Kevin's podcast was probably the most fun. Because everyone was drinking and being stupid, and it was fun. That was a good time.
Now you sound like Ray.
Jesus. Come on. He's a great guy, though. I like.
Would I prefer it to be in the beer hall? Yes, I think it would have been better if it was like in an establishment. But I guess
why wasn't it?
It all worked out, I guess. But nice to meet you and Mr. Soundboard. Great people. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Kevin. Kevin S. Soundboard.
How come you didn't take your husband's last name?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Soundboard and Mrs. Maiden.
Throughout all your continued support. You guys have always been very, very cool to me, and it's not lost upon. Speaking of Kevin Soundboard, Chad, the event was just a bonus. Being in that room, feeling that energy, and watching Kevin Brennan.
Feeling that energy. You described it as a gym with no AC.
Yeah.
God, I just loved bathing in it and constantly wiping sweat off my upper lip for 2 hours.
That work was insane. Thanks for being so cool. Enjoy Florentine. You guys.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, Kevin was in rare form. Kevin Brennan was definitely in rare form yesterday. It was,
but I said it during the show. Like, that's my favorite Kevin. Like,
Kevin was having
so much fun. Yeah. And he's like, when he lets go and like when he's not feeling threatened, he's so funny and good. I wish he could stop being so insecure. I honestly don't know where he gets feeling threatened from. No one's ever threatened him.
When you guys were playing poker, he was sitting like a couple tables away, and he was staring at you guys. And then
We'll get there.
Oh. He was being cool. He was being.
I know, but you're not involved in the show at all. That's why. Imagine being in the audience of a game show, like do Final Jeopardy. Are y'all gonna do Final Jeopardy? I don't know. Is there a format?
When are we gonna open card packs? Much like you, I like fondling pictures of virile bucks.
I do like fondling virile buck balls and looking at cards.
When do they do Final Jeopardy? Is it up to...
On the show? He asked me to come,
I didn't ask you to come up at all. He took my key and said, I'm going to get team for 10. I've been ignoring your texts all day.
My house is adorned with MLO shit, right?
Yeah, I burn it every time I go there. I'm like...
So pardon me, you fat fuck.
Okay, first of all, this view of Ray is priceless.
That's my view. Oh, now I'm on camera? I thought it wasn't on camera.
It's just a chin cam. Fuck.
Jesus.
Oh, boy. That's a looker right there.
All right, we get it. I have a chin. We got it.
Ray, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah, he's screaming.
Jesus.
Fun. He was being...
You're like Chad, just setting off cannons at all hours.
Yeah. Funny when we were having food, too. We got sandwiches.
Yeah.
We went down to the... I can't think right now.
He couldn't think of, he couldn't think of food court. I know regular court. What's...
They had like sandwiches.
There were no judges.
Sorry, my mind's going very slow.
That's got to be a clip. My mind is going very slow.
Down to the food court. And We were just bitching about everybody. It was really funny.
Did you say Zoom court?
Zoom court. He's been there a few times.
That's a good one. Thank you, Ali Drew.
And him unloading on Carl's brother was hysterical. Like, he like legitimately hates Carl's brother.
Nobody has footage of this when Kevin was yelling at Grant, but God, I wish I would have seen it.
The weirdest thing ever.
Makes perfect sense. Look at Ray's kiosk Daytona knockoff.
It's very strange. He like hates Grant, his wife. It's the weirdest thing. He's like, I told you not to come.
Now, these are the same people who Chad lied about last year, if you don't remember, saying that I ran from him at lunch with them, when in fact I showed Christina Marie, Grant's wife, sent me the text, and it's all on a video on the NLO Clips channel, of that Chad was the one who said, I can't come if Melton's there. I won't come to lunch. And then Chad went and told everybody Melton ran from me at lunch.
You look like a runner.
Yeah.
In his defense.
Every once in a while he picks up a pen.
Tell Carl he's a faggot. It was just... Carl's like, okay. His brother's like, all right. It was so fucking weird. Nice meeting you too, brother. Oh, and go subscribe to his YouTube channel. Stephen Bravo's promoting it, everybody. He's a $100 sponsor.
Now, I just want to show this real quick, and I've been meaning to bring this up for a while. You know, Steel Toe printed up new shirts, and he got the YouTube URL wrong. The new YouTube URL format is youtube.com/@ your username. So Steel Toe does youtube.com/username, which I think still works. Chad.
Oh, no. I see it already.
Chad has decided the URL for Kevin's soundboard is youtube.com/@ Kevin Soundboard.
Right, you need the
there's
flash.
No slash. Yeah. So we have two. Again, you wonder why you're the locals. It's like,
And I apologize, I don't have my equipment. So thank you, Stephen Bravo, for being a $100 sponsor. Do you really think you hurt Rocco's arm? Somebody said that he's going to sue me now or something. I'm like, okay.
By the way, people were saying I sounded winded on the other show. Ray is breathing so hard right now. I can hear it. It's like.
I'm a mouth breather. I breathe.
Oh, okay. I was like.
I have sinus infections.
Look, I know how this works. I'm fat. People are going to think that's me just going.
Jesus Christ.
You are on the mic and you're. I just want people to know it's Ray. Sorry.
If I really hurt him, he's just a pussy. I don't know what else to say.
Pussy.
This is an MLC. Ray, we have content, not just fries.
In fact, but he's just like, yeah, man, I heard my. I might have to get my arm looked at. I don't know what. Someone told me about it. But. He did say at one point, dude, leave Tukey alone. Like, he, like, was concerned about the puppet. Like, he literally, like, dude, lay off Tukey, man. Like, he kind of whispered it to me. I'm like,
lay off Tukey, man. Lay off. Hey, dude, you're hurting my hand.
Yeah, I never said. You probably heard me on the stream. I was like, don't fuck with the puppet. Like,
Chad, go easy. I have a hangnail.
Again, my lawyers have advised me not to talk much about this. And again, it happened so fast. I just don't remember.
God, you're a fag.
Team Chad.
Classic
Team
steel
Chad,
toe
man.
Insult.
Team Chad.
What are you like, gay?
He really loves that puppet.
Tell my daughter.
He's like, dude, you're delicate with Tukey. I'm like, yeah, no.
But there is one puppet. There's only one Tukey puppet right now.
Yes.
And it has been, it's been through the ringer, and it makes Tukey makes a lot more money than Chad, so yeah. He wouldn't understand it. Like, if you were punching on Chad's head, nobody would speak up. Everybody would be like, go ahead, hit him harder.
Yeah.
No, they whispered that in my ear, hit him harder.
Like, I know Chad's, like, I give Chad credit for, you know, attacking Tukey, but I think his dream was that he was going to, like, rip the head open and be like, I did it, I took down Tukey.
I'll be sending out Tukey's eyeballs with the next two shirt orders.
So who knows? Is the Joey C pod called Poor Tards in Tampa? Where's my roadcaster where I can do the rim shot?
Where's my roadcaster so I can do my rim shot? I like Chad's new thing where he's like, he starts doing the sound effects on his own from the roadcaster. Like, whoops.
Right? But like,
I need a road.
I think it was Flimsy said to me, and it's a good point. Like, if you were Chad and you did this for a living and you need the roadcaster, wouldn't you buy a new one?
Yeah, so I saw this on the WATP clip. He's like, I'm not going to have my roadcaster for 2 weeks while it's in the shop.
Right.
It's like, you know, Best Buy has them.
Yeah.
Like, you can just, Amazon, you know, you can just get another roadcaster.
Like, it's in the shop.
I'm having rims put on it.
I'm getting the clear
coat.
I wore myself out wrapping strawberry at the landfill. I had to rush to make the show.
I'll give him an Earl.
Hello.
I think Earl like jumped in for a minute. No, but fucking nailed it, dude. Ken Mosca, I'm starving, goddammit. God damn it, Matt.
So
yes.
What?
So it's not Ken Mosca he's talking to in the room.
No. But he'll look in a minute. He'll look behind himself again and go, "I think we got to check out." Who's in the room?
So am I.
The ghost of his brother.
No, oh, fuck.
We're gonna go get breakfast, right, Ken? Where are we meeting?
God damn it, Matt! You know better.
Can
Chad plan anything offline?
Can Ken Mosca
does everything plan have to
anything?
Meals are planned online? Like,
what are you gonna events? Order? What do you think you're gonna order?
God, people knew the restaurant we were going to and they fucked with our reservation. How do they find out? You should be able to just like plan a meal with your friends on the internet.
Do you want to split fries? I don't think I can eat a whole thing.
Where are we going to meet? Text me where we should go and we'll meet you there. We're checking out at 11.
Look at that. Watch Chad look behind him for confirmation that we're checking out at 11.
Oh, and we'll meet you there. We're checking out at 11, so...
I think he's looking at a
I'll call
clock.
I mean...
Is there a clock
on the wall in the rooms? What is he? We all know Chad can't read, like, an alarm clock on a nightstand from there.
Wouldn't it be on his laptop anyway? Like, he doesn't have to check, you know?
Both Kevin and Chad can't read. We'll prove it soon.
You after this stream. And thanks again for picking me up from the airport, and thank you again for, I believe, lunch.
Again, private texts.
Just lunch.
Wasn't there a thing called It's Just Lunch that was like a daytime dating
site?
Yes. So Chad goes, Mosca, thanks for buying me lunch. It's just lunch.
AC's your town, so you tell me where we're going. AC's your town, baby. Ken Mosca's AC. Who else was there? Reels was there.
AC's a shit.
Great guy. Who else was there? Reels.
You already said that.
Riles.
Flimsy Greenberg. Nice guy. NJ Ranger, sweet guy.
Piece of shit.
NJ Ranger's been trolling me.
Everything's serious to Ray. He's a comedian that doesn't get jokes. No.
Why would you say that?
The Rangers are good.
The lady could have been like a nicer guy, like a pleasant human being. I was like, oh, wow. But everyone told me that ghost of Mr. P was here. I didn't see him. I didn't meet him. But apparently, whoa, fucking insane. Like, everything the ghost of Mr. P, like, tweets and sends super chats is exactly how he is in person. Like, just a lunatic.
That is true. Like, he sat up with us last night playing poker until 6 a.m., mentioning he was going to strangle dealers and security guards' necks, slit them open, kill their mother, rape their grandmother, yelling this in a poker room, wearing a white buffalo hat with horns on. Screaming, I eat blood. Hail Satan. My house is the fucking devil's den. I'm going to rape your mother and slit your... Yelling this stuff.
Jesus.
It was unreal.
The only reason I think they didn't throw him out is because I kept saying, that's my crazy grandfather.
He doesn't have long to live.
He doesn't have long to live. And I think I think they believed us.
Like, this isn't just...
So you think he was yelling at stuff like, I got this far, and I didn't get thrown out yet?
Dude, my number one thing is, like, guys who don't know how to, like, shift gears ever, it's just one speed nonstop. They never know how to turn it off. They never know when to, like, calm down. Don't be inappropriate. Don't cuss strangers out. We'd be walking by Asians, and it'd be like, konnichiwa! It's like, jeez! He can't be!
He's a great guy. He brought us a shit ton of
And he goes, you see how you can say that to him? He slit him open if you got a problem with. Like, Jesus Christ. And then
he's crazy.
Jesus.
Just like so Brock Lee.
Old man edgelord. Like, it's too much. I do think he's like a nice dude and a harmless dude. He did have weapons in his room. I don't know. You can't get a hold of him because he's like sleeps all day and night. He'll be up in 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, like, he brought to his room, he had whole sub sandwiches, like Italian deli sandwiches, meatball subs. We're talking Ray. And he brought cheese cubes, cookie platters, a whole cooler full of beer and wine and spirits, weed, props, like he was decorating a podcast studio. He had a rubber stick of butter. He just has toys. He brought toys. He brought a drone. He brought, like, want. For no... I said that he must have made more trips to his car than the Vegas shooter. Like, it was... like, I'm not even kidding. That how many elevator trips? Like, it was insane.
He looks like a spaz. He's super short.
You didn't meet him.
I guess that guy's a fucking head case.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. If he hated me as much as he hates Chad, I'd be scared too.
Yeah.
I am glad he likes us.
Yeah, we're glad.
And I guess he came in. He came in hot. And then he just disappeared. We didn't see him throughout the night.
Crumbum is like, these are your fans in hello. Aren't you a fucking drunk nut? Aren't you a drunk nut everyone makes fun of? I'm confused.
I like Crumbum.
I think he went back to his room.
Who don't you like, Ray?
He's doing all that.
You right now! Bah, 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 bah.
We got fucking wasted, and we never saw him again. Vince the lawyer is a creep. He's very, very strange.
Vince the lawyer is a creep. He tried to, like, come in hot with a handshake.
Like, when he gave me a hand.
Hello to him, and he just didn't even acknowledge it.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Got it.
Nothing. Shake, he tried to, like...
So nothing to move the story forward?
I'm just saying,
normal guy. Dude, I went to a restaurant and didn't have any problems.
I saw Vince Lawyer. We don't care.
He's my hand, to show that he's alpha, like he's a man. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you're not alpha. You're not the alpha here, pal. I'm not buying it.
Vince the Lawyer could destroy Chad. Vince the Lawyer is very muscular.
He's solid.
He's the size of a chihuahua.
Yeah.
But he would wreck Chad
for sure. Because were you there when...
No, but you told me.
Oh, when Mr. P and...
No, but you Vince told me about
Lawyer,
it.
Yeah. Vince the Lawyer and Mr. P, they're like the same size height-wise. But... I guess Mr. P doesn't really like Vince the Lawyer or something, or he said...
Mr. P acted like he hated anybody, and then you would be like, this is Riles, and he'd be like, oh my god, I love you, Riles! Yeah. Like, it was always like...
It depended who it was.
It depended on the reaction. Like, this is Stevie Lou, he'd be like...
Yeah, but I don't think I don't think he liked Vince, because I think Vince, like, touched him or something, and he was like, don't touch me. And then Vince was like, I can do whatever I want. Like, what are you talking about? Like, Vince got really serious for a moment. And then Vince was like, oh, I'm just fucking with you. Like, I don't know why I'm telling this.
Jesus Christ. New Jersey Ranger, who we hate now. Can I get a good impression to honor Chad saying I'm a really sweet guy and pleasant to be around, despite trolling? By the way, Bentley equals great voice. Yeah, maybe we should clone Bentley's voice. For super tips. I wish you would, motherfucker. I swear to God, I better get a cut of that. I'm coming now. I'll fly from Georgia. I'll beat your ass sweeter than a Sunday sermon. I don't know how they talk down there. It's pretty much Dr. Phil, but drunker. Robbie Z, 1973. I'm taking a drink every time Chad contradicts himself, and I've pissed myself twice. Thank you very much. KB says, Ray was today years old when he learned you can choose your seat on a plane. KB,
oh, yeah.
I was having a conversation with Lady KB downstairs, by the way. Super intelligent, cool woman.
Good lady.
Nothing else to say about her. She told me Ray didn't know that you could pick your seat on a plane. This is a professional comedian that travels for a living.
What he does it.
Ray, let me hold on. Ray, not only could Ray not, didn't know you could pick a seat on a plane, Ray couldn't check into his hotel by himself. People had to get in a car from the Borgata and drive over to where Ray was staying last night and help him check in because Ray, at 51 years old, doesn't have a credit card.
Not true. That's not true.
That's not true.
The truth is, someone bought Ray the room. We won't say who.
Not true. It's not true.
That's not what I heard.
I got it on Expedia, and he gave me the $150 cash.
Okay. I heard someone booked a room for Ray. And that Ray didn't have a credit card and couldn't
check. No, that's not true.
Do you have a credit card?
Yes. No, it's
a debit card.
Is it maxed
EDT.
Out?
EDT.
What?
EDT? Yeah.
No. Because he's the one that and they needed his driver's license.
But you really you didn't know, you didn't know you could pick your seat on a plane?
No, I never whatever they give me when I get to the airport. No. All right. I do say this. When you do book a flight, you can pick your seat. But I did not know that you could
he doesn't fly anywhere. You don't have any airline apps on your phone, right?
I work in pretty much three states.
You could pick your seat on a plane, but I don't know if you can update it to see who can.
Does the plane ever land every hour to refill the tires?
No.
But do you know there's airline apps? You don't.
Yes. So what do you think you do with it?
Every time I book a hold on. I'm not hey, stop screaming. Ray, seat? You're screaming. Right. Every time I've ever booked a ticket, it asks me to pick a seat.
Yeah.
Yes, I get that too. But I'm saying to know are other seats opening so I could switch. I'm not looking. I don't care. Whatever I book is what I book.
But people cancel the tickets all the time, and things change, and you can always get a different seat.
By the way, something, please.
In his
let's hear Teamster Tim defend.
Ray books a gig once a month in Lancaster. They got horse and buggy out there, and you're talking about planes.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have any experience with planes. He just sees them in the air.
Question is,
how do they stay up there?
It's weird for an 8-year-old boy to not be interested in planes. All right, this is a long one.
Oh, no.
Baby, I helped. Next year, maybe a pissing booth. For Ray, in the hallway of the hotel. I helped. I'm not as feeble-minded as you maggot buttholes said I am. Also, can we do a kissing booth with T.O.?
My presence hardly acknowledged. I trudged forward through the evening with the imposter syndrome raining over me like a Mississippi monsoon in May. Ugly as I am, I remembered my bad haircut.
At night, I roam outside the rental house to the water spigot on the side of the house. It has nice water pressure for me to scoop my twat up to and masturbate. The universe provides indeed.
You losers have no idea how much work I put into this event. Kevin Soundboard and Varnish Maiden said it was one of the best nights of their life.
I would love to have attended the boudoirs of all the men in need. We have to pay for our rental car. It's a hearse. I'm dead, y'all. This Dabbleverse be wild as shit. My coochie can't stop laughing.
Thank you very much, Anonymous. That's killer. That's killer. Enjoy your lanyard, you ungrateful, creepy losers. A physical reminder of the event that failed hilariously. Classic Pinkman.
It'll be forever.
We were looking for you, beloved chatter. We were sorry you weren't here today. Again, James Baumerton show.
Yeah, you pussy.
This fucking pussy.
You pussies, you didn't want to face
Yeah, us. You couldn't face the bomber.
Nah, all y'all motherfuckers needed was my funky Florida ass. Wife slash prostitute in tow. You know the one. Mrs. C. Had we been there, her soothing sex lips could have elixired the fuck out of every cock.
He's right. My energy gives healing. It gives energy. It gives wet. It gives hepatitis C and monkeypox, too. But y'all, that's besides the point, you assholes.
I want some of that action, Mrs. C. My peepee needs a tough mama's tender loving touch. Come rescue me with a little ATM action. Your ass, nigh mouth girl.
They're so good. Oh, man. They're so good. Oh, God. It's too funny. Dula the Butcher, Tuki demonstrate on a pillow, stupid puppet. No, no, he'll hurt himself. He can't be acting out the again, he's not supposed to.
I don't think you guys understand. I've been complaining about shoulder pain for, like, half a year. Like, I'm in physical therapy. Like,
so to jerk someone's arm violently because you fucked up is... That's
Do you
weird.
Think about switching arms with Tuki?
Yeah, you broke this arm. I'll let it go. I'll just learn to be ambidextrous.
Do you think that's what I care about? The fact that I can't do Tuki anymore? Like, my arm is
off. Oh, I thought that. Like, I really thought that's why your shoulder's sore.
No,
doing Tuki.
No, it's just falling asleep now, and it's just.
Ray,
barely feel it.
Detroit by Dark Ray, did first class go to the same destination as the main cabin, or is that extra?
Jesus Christ. Too soon. Come on, man.
Sometimes I get on a plane, there's like bigger seats up front, and I'm like, can I get one of these bigger seats? And they're just like, no. I don't know.
Jesus. Ray, tell us where the bodies are. Where did you hide them, you monster?
What the fuck is a body?
You, clearly DeRocco.
Where are the bodies? Garth.
It sounds like I'm doing stand-up in an empty room. Another work by Melton and Rocco. I sell out room 60 tickets at a time. More lies.
How many people do you think we're going to be at this event? Now that we've seen everybody who was here, I would estimate that...
Right? Probably 60, I think.
What world are you in that you think there were 100 fans here this weekend?
Between everybody?
No.
I'd say 30.
Yeah, 30.
No, I'd... Come on. There's
what world are you in?
I originally said, like, maybe 50.
Okay, let's name everybody we met. Let's just... No, we can. EFS.
There's a lot of people that don't
okay,
say
no,
their
let's,
names.
Let's shut up. EFS, Farfig Nugent, Tarnish Maiden, Kevin Soundboard, Vince DeLawyer. You know, all the performers, 10.
Nah, you're right. It's
definitely over 100. Yeah, you're right. You're off by an order of magnitude.
Under. Definitely on the run.
Under.
It's under 50.
It's under 50. I originally said
it was going to 60 people. There would have been 60 people there.
Mm. No, there wasn't because I had 22 tickets.
Yeah.
60 people here.
I had 22 of the tickets.
To
fuck it up! Have I not been clear about that?
I don't like that I was on the show.
That makes me want to. That makes
you
me.
You weren't on the show.
There was no show.
That makes me want to. That makes me want to squirt. That makes me want to squirt.
But yeah, 30 people would have probably been. All the people who came here would have been on the show. Do you think
I've been here three times? And it's the least. It's the least number of people who've ever been here for sure.
Yeah, totally. Like, but also, like, and it's understandable.
Yeah, there was nothing going on.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's it. Like, again, this all started because Mel and I were like, yo, it was great last year. Let's go back and play poker and see if anyone wants to come hang.
Which we did. We played a shit ton of poker.
That's what we've been doing. People have actually been complaining that we're playing poker too much.
Right. A couple. By the way, Chad said, are we just going to go watch Melton and everybody play poker?
Yeah.
And then he did. After the show, they came down and Chad just... kicked around and wandered the poker room until he went back up to his room to drink. I don't know. Chad came in the poker room and just looked around like, that's a lot of... Will somebody help me with the numbers if I want to play? I can't read, so I don't know if I can play cards. There's a K? What does that stand for? Kinky Loco? It's a K.
We played Clue in Kevin's room. Ray got me in the closet with his lead pipe, and I think I liked it.
Wait till you see the sauna sweet cheeks.
Do 5 push-ups, you pussy boy, says MGD. No thanks, you don't have enough money. O says, Ray should be muted with bleach and ammonia.
I don't like that at all.
Make sure you get DeVito before you come into the house. We don't need no more retard spores in this house. Brad found your peyote, so we went and talked with the coyotes. I got a cheese tattoo.
Why does she like cheese so much? Here's from KB. She says, show your gay shoes. So now I have to show my gay shoes. She was making fun of me.
And you bought the same shoes as Chad.
No. Chad's wearing yellow and orange. Do you know colors, Ray?
Yeah, yours are the same color.
Chad's look like candy corn.
Chad's wear faded yellow and orange. You might be what color is this?
Red. They're not faded. They're red.
Chad's weren't a gradient from red to orange.
Yeah, they were. They were. Weird color, man. They were.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. All right. Show your dumb shoe.
And they were high-top basketball shoes.
And what are those?
Air Force Ones, Lowe's. Do you know shoes? You buy shoes.
Yes, yes. I know Air Force
Ones. I only wear Air Force Ones, but they're candy apple red, and KB says they're gay as fuck. And Bentley made fun of me for them.
Nah.
And said a man would never be caught dead in these clown shoes.
That's about right. I like it.
So, stylish. I've been got. But if you think these are like anything that look anything like Chad shoes, you're out of your mind. Like, they're not even close. I think you just think shoes are shoes, like flip-flops or high-tops. You're like, you have the same shoes. You have the same shoes.
Melton's logo is hands down the best logo.
Okay, suck my dick after the show. Jesus Christ.
Oh, speaking of logo, remember...
Who made it up? Who came up with that logo?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
This isn't a design course.
How about some origin story?
Why did you bring him up here?
I don't know if you covered before, but we were talking about why is Chad...
Please don't put your fucking shoes all over my bed, you fucking nuts.
Fuck me?
The guy who's putting his shoes! Your shoes are on the ground. Am I talking to you? This is like a poker where, like, who raised it to 15? The guy with 15 in front of him. All right. I hate everyone. Don't super chat anymore.
What's a gradient?
Do you know what a gradient is?
A gradient?
Gradient.
He doesn't.
Oh, boy. Hold on. What's a gradient, Ray?
He doesn't.
You have an MBA. You have an MBA, Ray.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know. If I hear it, I might be like, oh,
so that's why when I was explaining what the shoes were, you were like, huh? They were shoes, not gradients. They weren't gradients. I thought they were Nikes.
Air Force Ones, yes. Chad had like some weird red shoes that he bought. He was proud of.
Nope, they were not red.
They're like knockoffs.
So you don't know colors either.
They were orange, red, something like that. It's all good. I don't give a shit. All
right. Fuck. Fuck.
I'm drunk and high. It's 4.
You can't kick Tim out. How will Ray get home?
You can't kick Tim out. How will Ray get home?
Tennessee Beer Hall canceled on me when I asked that all event credit cards be processed with click-clack machines on carbon paper, announcing my new venture, ZFAG Card Processing, based in Bermuda.
Did you park in the garage, Ray?
What?
Have you parked in the garage of the Borgata?
No.
Huh? Is it true that you thought people would mess with your car here? Tim is shaking his head yes. So apparently Ray didn't want to park in the garage of the Borgata because he thought people would go out and find his car and fuck with it.
And I was sworn to secrecy.
Hold on. No, somebody else told
Don't
me this.
Don't tell anybody.
No, I was going to drive down with them.
Whoa.
And then like I was like,
right.
Yeah. Why the fuck?
Do you really think people would go and scope the parking garage looking for your car? Like
he does. Yeah. The answer is he did.
He did.
I can't just put my car out there. I'm a celebrity.
Who do you think is coming to these things?
They might pop another tire.
Someone's going to steal a tire.
No. I guess Casey Armstrong was here. I would like to have met Casey. I mean, I've met Casey, but I would like to have seen him. I don't know where they went. Everyone, after the lobby and after Kevin's podcast, we all kind of just went our separate ways.
Chad, you could.
It's almost like you guys aren't friends. Also, that's not true. You all came down to the poker room together. I watched you walk in. I watched you and Kevin walk to the poker room together, see Rocco and I at a table playing, and kind of just like point and be like, yeah, they're here.
Look at those losers. But Chad, you could have met Casey if you did stand up for $1,000 for 5 minutes in Vince the Lawyer's suite.
Right.
I think they all went and played poker. I don't know where Bill from Jersey went, but he left.
Even Bill from Jersey just left. I don't know where he went.
He's trying to organize a show he's doing with Joey C. They're trying to, like,
we got
a brainstorm. It's
going to
be big.
So hold on. Ken Moska didn't show again?
I just went back to my room. Because I didn't know what to... There really wasn't much going on after that.
Was Ken Moska here?
No.
No.
Kevin would have kicked his ass.
But yeah, Ghost of Mr. P, I heard, was a fucking weirdo.
Circle that.
Times 10.
I got to agree with him there, man.
Sorry, I'm looking at all my... blocked people to see if he was in there. I kind of want to unblock him to see what the fuck he has to say.
Chad's like, oh, I blocked him. Now I can't see what he has to say. You can!
I don't think I'm missing... Oh, there's Bill texted you about breakfast. Bill from Jersey. Bill from Jersey and I will be sharing a car.
Who are you looking at? What's back there?
There's no clocks. Maybe he has his phone on some kind of charger that shows the clock.
I forgot my charger.
He's got to be looking at a clock or something.
I don't drive a charger. I drive an Accord.
A car ride in about a half hour.
Yeah,
he texted me. Hold on.
He texted me.
Yeah,
hold on.
He's going to get his phone. He's looking at his phone.
First of all, the only phones that stay on with the time are like newer phones. Chad doesn't have an iPhone 15 or 16.
Touche.
Like, Chad's like, oh, I gotta get my iPhone SE. We'll wait, Chad.
We're meeting up for breakfast about 15 minutes away. Got it.
Is it gonna be up later?
Who else? Lady KB was sweet. She's very nice. The Bentleys. Shocker, the Bentleys were very nice.
Shocker.
I thought she was going to be a cunt, like I said. I thought she was like a fat, disgusting...
I can't risk having the cops recover my stolen car.
Because I said
they will find the 13 and a half dead broads in the trunk and side panels.
Oh, no, we're missing this great Ray one.
I can't risk having the cops recover my stolen car. They will find the 13 and a half dead broads in the trunk and side panels.
I read on Twitter that, like, Mrs. Bentley was a slut. It's like, what? Didn't you write that? Yeah. But I apologize for it. So I was shocked.
I'd never met the Bentleys. They had a problem with me for a long time.
Is that how it started? I don't like you, Chan. I need a Bentley voice now.
But it turns out it was...
We're going to have to work out a royalty deal.
All a work. They could not have been nicer.
It was all a work? You were never really mad at Chad? It was a work by you? You were doing a work? Bentley's in the entertainment business now, doing works.
But yeah, the Bentleys were very nice. His wife was very lovely and pleasant, so... Big whatever truth. Mean things I said on Twitter, I apologize. Sincerely.
He literally, like, gaslit himself live. I was shocked they were nice.
I never met her. I don't know what she looks like. I guess she had to remind me of all the awful things I said. I go, you understand how many people come after me day to day on Twitter and online?
She didn't.
This is what's crazy.
She
it's like,
didn't, though.
There's,
she didn't.
Like,
she wasn't part of the pile-up.
Right? Like... I don't understand what Chad thinks the rest of us get. Like, no, dude, I just get hate.
But, like, there's so many notifications and things you're tagged on. Like, what? Does he read literally everyone?
Yeah, he has to fight them all.
Like, it's insane. And half of them are anonymous, so I have to... It gets old. It does.
Half of them are anonymous, so I have to fight them all, of course.
So you just start saying... Shitty stuff back. And then you meet these people in person and they're just nice people.
She said nothing to you. She said nothing to you. Leave her alone. She said nothing to you.
Ray, what are you even arguing? You're not even arguing anything.
But I wish there were some better stories. I mean,
I gotta admit, I feel
so most bad. Of the stories are just about me, like, being a total cuck. Like, I just really didn't back up anything I ever said, ever.
It's like, almost like I made this all up. That's impossible.
I know they're gonna exaggerate shit, but that really is the basic
all those shit. Tweets away.
There's nothing really that happened. John Riley here. What happened at the Philly airport in the AC trip? I don't know if you're just tuning in.
Let me recap.
It was nothing. It was a nothing burger. There was nothing that happened at the AC Philly
airport. Just like the Tennessee Beer Hall.
Airport. It's everyone's like, oh my God, they're making clips. They're like, what happened? You got to. Nothing happened. Not. I didn't miss a bus. Nothing.
Yeah, you lied. You told everybody you weren't coming.
Just on statement.
I love, like, as soon as I got on the bus, I saw everyone's like, dude, what happened? Everyone's DMing me, like, I heard you got arrested. Are you okay? And I, at one point, I'm just like, all right, let's just go with this. So I just let everyone think something happened. Because everyone.
No, you didn't let people think something happened. You told people you weren't coming and it was a long story. You put stuff out. People don't run with anything you don't say.
But again, it's history repeating itself again. This is exactly what the Kumia country shit was.
They want blood. They want content so bad.
You want it so bad.
They want
dude.
Content so bad that when Rocco and Melton said they were going to go play poker and touch tips, we made up a show and had to be a part of it. We want content so bad, we went to play poker in a place you can't stream from.
Even when nothing's happening, they want something. So I was like, okay, here you go. Choose your own adventure. Whatever you think happened, happened. That's how I left it. And I had a nice, peaceful bus ride to AC. And then Ken...
Bragmore.
That sounds horrible.
Right off the Greyhound bus.
I rented a Kia Sportage like an adult.
Picked me up and we went and got lunch.
Yeah.
And he dropped me off.
How short was the bus, Chad?
It was that simple. And then I tweeted out I wasn't coming to AC because everyone thought I was arrested. So I was like, all right, let's give them what... You guys, this is what you guys want. So I gave it to you. There you go.
You're welcome. Mission accomplished. Okay, Bush.
Sorry, spoiler. I wish I could say something happened between me and Melton. I wish I could say something happened between... Nothing happened.
No, they just backed down like I knew they would.
Nothing.
Cowards they are.
Everyone was kind of bitched out, and they were just kind of like, come on,
hey,
man,
Big Sauce,
back.
Check out my belt. It's made from Mary Jane's boob leather.
Come on, man.
That's my girlfriend.
Be nice.
Listen, I mean, we bitched out. Like, we approached him immediately.
He wouldn't have talked to us at all if we didn't go up to him.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
They want me to come to Hackamania.
Same with you. I don't think he would have approached you.
No.
Yeah.
No. He's like, what do I got to do to get you there? What do I got to do to get you?
I begged. I was like, please, I'll give you more than Carl. Don't tell.
And part of me's thinking, I kind of want to do it. Number one.
It's weird because the day before you tweeted, anybody who does anything with pedo melt is a fraud. Chad, don't become a fraud.
In his defense, I did tweet the same thing. I did tweet that.
One.
I was on board with Chad.
It'd be interesting.
That I'm a pedophile?
No, sorry.
That's what Chad tweeted.
Oh.
Did you?
No, I didn't see his Twitter. I don't follow Chad. I know he says I follow his Twitter. I don't know his. I assume you're not.
We've crossed the line, folks.
But you tweeted it.
No, I'm joking. I did not tweet it. Yes, it's a joke.
Oh.
Picked up a pen.
I was like, this is how they tell you?
Because it's enemy territory. And two, it's Vegas, so that's fun. And there's a lot of crossover fans. I mean, I get asked to go to Hackamania. People ask me if I'm going all the time. And I'm like, no.
People ask me all the time? There's a lineup posted. You've never been a part of it.
People magazine called and wanted to know. They were getting rumors.
The best thing he ever said when he was in Hawaii, he's like, what a loser.
No, he said his life sucks. He says his life sucks.
I'm still going to think about it.
That was great.
But part of me's thinking, like, you know, that might be interesting. Like, kind of like when I did the podcast with Joey C and Granny and all them when they came to Cape Coral. Like, it was interesting. Kind of like when I took Carl's link. Let's just see what happens. So there's part of me like, let's just see what happens. But
Chad, that's how Chad plans events. Let's just go there and see what happens.
That's pretty much what this event was.
He asked me, I go, what am I going to do?
What would I even do at a comedy show? What would I even do?
Like, what am I going to do when I go there? He's like, we'll figure something out or whatever. But I'm starting to think maybe, I think the play is doing Kumia's Cox and making fun of all of them.
We don't have a slot for you and your soundboard. Like, that's insane. Like, there's no room on the lineup for a Kumia's Cox. That wasn't the...
On their at their event. I think that's the play. Me doing my podcast.
You better not. You better not come there and do a podcast.
Clips and guests and making fun of Carl and everybody.
What a great
and Melvin.
Idea. Like,
I think that's the play.
I mean, what else would you do?
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Their backyard. If I do it.
It's not Carl's backyard. He lives in Rochester, Chad. You were going to buy a house there, remember?
Backyard, boys.
Because I'm not going to do like a dunk tank or do stand up. I'm not going to do any of it.
No one. You were there when I made the offer. I go, same deal as everyone else, flight, hotel, and a share of the profits. Nobody mentioned a dunk tank? This is what these guys think they're worth. He came up with that. Nobody even said we're going to. No, I'm not going to wear floppy clown shoes and dance. No one.
Hey, that shit. Fuck that. Because if I'm going to be there, like, I want to be around Nick.
Yeah, he said, I'm not going to do dunk tank or stand-up. It's like, so he views those things as the same.
Well,
and then, right. But he does stand-up. So yeah. You, right?
Yeah, I know. No, that's not a bad thing. Like, I'd be like,
but
yeah.
No one's looking for stand-up.
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
I actually
really is terrible.
Pitched to you the idea of having Dr. Steve's Weird Medicine show be Dr. Steve kind of just sits down with Chad. And because Dr. Steve.
Maybe we get the sorcerer and Dr. Steve.
Right.
Talking to Chad.
But is it. Yeah. I like, mean, that would be something. I mean, you know, better than a dunk tank.
Right. No one said that.
Kata, I have no interest in talking to that guy.
And then he's like, and I'm not going to talk to anybody when I'm there. Same thing he said in the Steel Toe event. Like, I'm going to go there, do my set, and then leave. I don't want to hang out with this loser. It's like, well, what?
I wouldn't either.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I didn't give it a say. I didn't say I was going or not. Because I don't know if I'm going to take his offer to go.
So, this is why you can't book Chad on anything. Same reason you can't book Kevin. It doesn't matter what they say. And this is where you got to give it to Ray. Like, if he says he's going to come to Hackamania, he comes to Hackamania. Mm-hmm. Chad will play this game for 6 more months where he's like, I'm coming. I'm not coming. Right. Okay, but you know what? I'm not going now. Okay. Yeah. I'm coming. I'm not sitting around waiting to find out which of your tweets is true. I got to book a ticket in a hotel. But he wants to play a game. Like, maybe I'll go. Maybe I won't. Let's see how Melton behaves. It's like, okay. Don't!
After all, I mean, this is their one big event. And
This is the funniest part of this stream. Right here.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this statement.
To go. After all, I mean, this is their one big event, and I do events all the time.
What? What? I thought it was a gig. And then you didn't do it. I got to remind you, this didn't happen, Chad. Stop giving yourself a pat on the back like we did an event in AC. You didn't. You didn't.
I think he's mixing up event and gig. Because I think he's trying to say, like, I go out and do live shows all the time. I don't give a shit. Like, you guys do, like, once a year. You know what I mean?
This will be big for you guys. You guys need this.
Right. I don't want to ruin your stupid little party.
Key West, a week from Wednesday, doing a theater. And then I'm in West Palm Beach. And then, so I have.
So, again, he doesn't. Yeah, he said that this wasn't an event. It was a gig. But now he's calling all of his gigs events.
Yeah. He's getting it mixed up.
What's up? Oh, I have a show Friday, too.
An event, I didn't post it.
Where the fuck is it? I'll tweet it out.
He said, I have an event Friday, but I don't know where it is. I'll tweet it out.
Follow my Instagram, guys. God
but
damn it.
He doesn't want us to know when where he is. Like, what is happening?
I always put up my shows there.
I always put all my shows at Instagram.com/ChadZuma.
I can't update my website because my web guy just disappeared.
Even professionals you work with don't answer?
He's totally MIA.
And he's the only guy who knows how to do web.
Yeah, like, why didn't he ask the college girls that do his TikTok or whatever? Like, he's too, like, I got two hot babes working on my TikTok, dude. Hot intern. I got two hot interns. Like, what, is he an intern?
First my brother, now my web guy?
I haven't been looking at the free chat. My apologies. Oh, Johnny Carson. I met Johnny Carson. He was here. He was
very... Yeah, Johnny Carson's a nice guy. We've met him before.
Very upset that there was no event because he really wanted to do his one.
He was going to do stand-up. He wrote stand-up for it.
He wasn't going to beat me. Nobody's going
to
beat me.
He had a minute of stand-up that he was ready to rock, and he was pissed that the whole show got canceled. And I had to let him know I was pissed too. I'm mad too. I'm not happy. I would love to have seen it.
I was planning this thing.
Dude, I was pissed off. Nobody was more mad than me. I got here. I was like, what?
I just got out of my bus.
No Johnny Carson, no Team to Tim. I'm going
Jesus. Who planned this shit show? Oh, God.
Suggested going to Vince the Lawyer's room. But thank you for gifting one, Johnny. It was nice meeting you. I already met you, but it was nice seeing you again. It was nice seeing you.
You said that.
Everyone was cool.
I mean, that was... You heard it. Chad said, I'm cool.
Wish I could say something. But somebody said that me, Rocco, and Melt were talking for a long time. We weren't. It was very quick. It was very...
I wouldn't describe it as quick. Like, we stood there for a while and talked. Again, not an extended period of time, but I would peg it between 5 and 10 minutes.
I mean, towards the 5 minute side. Like, I don't even know.
Maybe I had more conversations with him.
Yeah, because I was talking to Bill. I wasn't there.
So I was with Bill from Jersey, and I don't know. I don't remember if Katie was like in the circle we were talking, but she was like standing nearby. But like everything was fine, and nobody was like, "Is it okay? Is it cool? Hey, bro, it's all." But like,
what was Chad's answer when you gave him the offer? Because I wasn't there for the offer.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
So, you got vodka in a hotel room?
That explained the sweat.
Brief. I wasn't looking to get in business with those guys. But
now?
I don't want to make money.
But I'll think about it.
Right.
I wasn't
I'm a cordial person. I'm a nice person.
I thought you were going to make it awkward.
So there you go.
I'm a gentle mud shark.
God.
But my good time continues. I'm going to a Florentine Super Bowl party, so I'm going to have fun over there.
Yeah. These losers have to stay here.
My boss is going to be there.
My good time. And then we're going to lunch here or breakfast or whatever we're doing.
Oh, boy. Breakfast. Should we call the venue?
Breakfast. You're going to breakfast, Chad.
I don't know. I might have lunch.
I'm looking at the pre-chat. What happened to those sorcerer reels? There he
Maybe
is.
Maybe it's brunch time.
To the sorcerers. Those cookies were amazing, and then he disappeared. He came up to Kevin's... Wait, did he come up to Kevin's room?
No.
No, he didn't. We went down to... we went and got food. It was me, Kevin, Lady KB, Bill, Stevie Lou. And I think he was going to bed. He was, like, looking forward to sleep. That's all he wanted to do, because he just had a newborn. So he truly wanted to just sleep. He's like, I can't wait to sleep. He hasn't slept in forever, so.
Say sleep again.
He hasn't slept in forever.
But those cookies were amazing. And I'm pretty, like, for the past 8 months, my diet has been pretty tight for the most part. I don't eat any sugar rarely. You know, but I did indulge yesterday. I had a Philly cheesesteak. I had a cookie.
What'd you do in school today, son?
I had a cookie. I had a chocolate milk.
Even my 5-year-old won't tell me what she had. She's like, who cares?
They made a grilled cheese.
Have fun Sunday.
Sorcerer's cookies were amazing, though.
I had a sandwich. I had a cookie.
I did indulge yesterday. I had a Philly cheesesteak. I had a cookie.
Somebody clip that.
I had a cookie.
I was a bad Chad. I was a bad Chad. Bad boy. I was a bad boy yesterday. I had sugar. Did you realize Rocco measured you? No, I just found out about that.
I got a notification.
Yeah.
Great. Good. They did it.
Yes, when we say we're going to do something, we do it. We're doing it.
Did you guys get a lanyard for the measuring?
We're doing it.
I made bracelets and stickers.
He's literally, like, not that much taller than me. Like,
this has been the common thing. I don't know how tall you are.
5'11".
Okay. Rocco's 5'11". People are saying he was 1 inch taller than Chad. It's like, okay, let's say Rocco's 5'9". Let's just say. The reason it's funny, Chad, is the reaction. Like, no one else cares. No one else cares. They are the height they are. You're 50 years old still going, like, and a half. I'm 50 and a half.
Right.
I'm 6 foot. I'm sorry. I'm 5'8" and a half. Right. Like, no one does this. It's insane.
Right. I can easily just say I'm 6 foot, but I'm 5'11". I don't give a shit.
The only time an adult can say a half is if they're buying shoes. Like, you can't.
Rocco and fucking Melton is like 7 foot tall, man.
Watch what Chad does. This is why we do the height thing. Watch how Chad handles it.
Literally, like, an inch taller. Like, I don't understand why that was a thing.
This is why. This.
I still don't understand it, but you did it. You did it. Good job, guys. What's the next thing? What are we going to do next?
Measure you again. Watch you lose your mind.
Measure you every time.
We're going to document. We're going to document your shrinking. No, I'm not shrinking. Prove it, Chad. We got to mark you on the wall. We'll have a wall at the Borgata where we mark his height. It's like a...
I feel obligated to say this. If you're ever in Chad's presence, don't try to secretly measure him. Don't do it.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
You're going to zoom in on my lips again?
Yes! It's getting worse.
And it don't bother him at all.
We are going to zoom in on your lips again. You're like, Rocco's old and ugly and Melton's got a pube beard. But what are you guys going to do, make fun of my lips? Yeah.
Fuck.
Like I said, they say 5'8". I'm 5'9" and a half. I'll die on that hill. I doctored...
Listen to the reason. Listen to the reason he'll die at 5'9" and a half.
I met Ray DeVito at the stand in 2015. Next thing I recall is waking up in the woods near Dubois, Pennsylvania, with my nipples chewed off.
It's big if true.
Jesus, come on.
Jesus.
5'8". I'm 5'9" and a half. I'll die on that hill. My doctor told me.
because when you're an adult, the doctor says you're 5'9" and a half, Chad. You're this many tall. He's holding up fingers. Spoiler alert, it's not 9 or 5.
Oh, man.
So they're lying. I don't care.
My doctor told me, so they're lying.
Doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Then why die on that hill? Feel like, I guess I'm 5'8". Since a tape measure said, you know, I don't know.
I have references.
That was a Temu tape measure. It's all fucking wonky. It's not right.
You know, 5'8", that's fine too. I don't care. I really, really
Wait,
don't.
Why is 5'8"?
I really don't care.
It's not bad. There's a lot of 5'8" people out there.
Right.
People are fine with being
You're
5'8".
You're a touch shorter than average. Who cares?
But yeah, that's it. That's your AC wrap-up. I got to be checking out of the room here pretty soon, so I got to wrap it up. I just wanted to do something because I don't know if I'm going to go live today because of the Super Bowl. And Monday, I'm going to be flying, so I'm not going to do a show Monday. I might do something from Jim's house Monday.
Why are you flying?
Afternoon, quick, something quick. But I'm going to be...
I don't know why that's so funny.
Why are you flying?
We've been saying shit like that all weekend.
Flying out around 3, I don't land in...
Wait, like again... These aren't interesting details we need to know. Your schedule, where you're eating, what you had, right. About the cookie.
Tampa until about 8:30. And I think that little mirror wants me to do a show or something. I don't know.
Then why say it?
Miss New York. Rocco and Melton said you look good and lost some weight. Great. Cool. Thank you.
What's the angle?
They're faggots.
I look better than them. I know that. They're ugly motherfuckers.
Yes, handsome. Team Chad.
That's a fact. I stand by that. Patrick's ugly. I don't
care about my look.
Yeah.
Ugly, and so is Rocco. They're ugly dudes. Rocco looks like an...
I agree. Rocco's an ugly
Go
dude.
Go pee, Ray.
Old man.
Hold on.
Patrick's ugly, and so is Rocco. They're ugly dudes. Rocco looks like an old man. I'm not joking. He looks like an old man. So, I mean, he was nice. I'm not going to lie. He's not a dick, but.
That's why I punched him as hard as I could.
He looks like an old dude. So I don't know why they go after anyone's looks, ever.
What are you doing right now?
I can't.
I get the
hypocrisy police.
I'm better looking than both of them put together.
Don't put us together. Yeah, I'm already overweight. Yeah. I'm fucking...
It'd be horrible.
Miss New York says, be nice, Chad. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest. Rocco's cool as fuck. No, he's not. He's really not. It's kind of creepy.
I'm going to clip that, Rocco.
I'm not... Listen, I don't hate the guy, but I'm not a fan. I'm not sold on him.
Chad texted somebody, I forget who told me, there's so much going on this weekend, but Chad texted somebody like, I'm not really mad at anybody, we're all good. It's like, what's going on?
We get it.
Seems very odd, but I guess the puppets, we love the puppet, I guess, right? I don't know.
Don't try to butter me up like, now that you assaulted me.
Mirror is cool as fuck. I think I'm supposed to do his show Monday night. He wants to pay me to do a show. I'm like, okay.
I gotta check my calendar.
Hold on.
Open.
He wants to pay me to do a show. Yeah. Okay. What happened with Vince the lawyer? as long as it's $50 and not $1,000, I'm in.
So I think I might be doing Little Mirror's show Monday night if I'm not mistaken. Tarnish Man, Chad.
2 hours?
Looks great. Thank you. So did you, sweetheart. Eva says, I'm old, apparently, Reels. Who said that? Not me.
Probably Reels. Since she said Reels.
I never said that.
This is Ray. I didn't say it either.
Wouldn't you want to be funnier than them? I mean, I was around them. They didn't make me laugh once.
And we tried. Oh, we tried. It was like, knock, knock, Chad. Knock,
they
knock.
They puffed, but they couldn't get a giggle out of me.
They did not succeed. I didn't even chuckle. I didn't guffaw. I didn't smirk. They didn't make me laugh once. Oh, Chad was killing.
Chad, if you do Vegas, I'll definitely go. Soviet skunk. Yeah, a lot of people said that. They said
yeah,
it.
I will be honest. Chad made me laugh a lot. That is true. He said, I bet Chad made you laugh. He did.
I do the Vegas show, people actually...
He looks like Johnny Crutches on... Like, nobody's shoulders are up to their ears unless they're, like, walking on crutches. Like
Jimmy from South Park.
You've been a terrific audience.
Would come. They messaged me.
Like, watch this little wiggle. It looks like he's coming up to the camera on crutches. Said watch.
I do the Vegas show. They messaged me. I don't know. I haven't made a decision. I don't know. I'll have to think about it a little bit more.
Don't bother.
And I also got to want to know what I'm doing because they're always up to something.
this is, again, like everyone at Hackamania trusts each other and stuff. We know it's just going to be a fun event. No one's setting anybody up. And no one, there's no part of my brain that had it in it to set you up. You're a paranoid bitch just like Kevin.
Like, I know they flew out Ray as a joke last year to do stand-up.
Hey, Ray, the joke.
How's the joke?
All right, this is where he starts talking about why you come out to these things.
This is gold.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'm interested. I would love to do Kumia's Cucks and just make fun of Carl and all them at their event.
Like, if they'll let me come, just, like, punch them and shit on them. It's like, Chad, that's not what we want it to be.
They can do cool.
These guys can't. It's like Aaron. It's like, no, we invited you up to actually, like, just be normal and be a human. He's like, yeah, right. How about we fucking fight? They're up to something.
I think that'd be funny.
Be the first time Kumia's Cucks was funny.
But we'll see. I don't know. You know, worst case scenario, like the people that are there, the fans are the like the best. They're like very nice. That's why I would go, is just the people that are there. That's it. I'm not interested in hanging out with the potato or Carl or Melton. I'm not in.
Well, then don't come. That's what it is. You're just going to avoid me all week until, like, can I get my paycheck? like, Chad, I have to communicate and talk with everybody involved at this event to make sure they're going to come. Like, he's like, I'm not going to say anything. You better just, like, send me my ticket and shut up.
I'm interested in going to dinner with them.
I don't want to go to dinner with them. Whoa, 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 whoa. This is a little forward.
I wouldn't. But hanging out with everybody else would be great. That'd be interesting.
You can see his brain working.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It was pitched. And the one thing I will say about Melton, he's a total – he's a car salesman.
Hold on. I could have got a better deal on a Tesla.
Dude's constantly trying to figure out how to make a
– can I move into your couch? My godmother found a standalone clit on the treadmill and is starting to ask a lot of uncomfortable questions. A Nika got a bounce.
A standalone clit? You're cutting clits off women and leaving them on the treadmill?
Dollar.
Does it look just look like a pencil eraser? Just
where's the clit?
Nonstop. As much as he shits on Steel Toe and makes fun of Steel Toe, Melton's the exact same guy. He just hides it well.
I hide it well. I beg for the goal without really using words. I wink at the camera.
He's the exact same guy.
To make money.
Huh?
Ain't that the point of everything, to make money?
I mean, you do have to make money, but like, the point we don't have a goal.
Entertaining
if you don't
show.
Make money, you shouldn't be doing it.
People give because they enjoy the program. Right. They're not giving because we have a goal. Right.
Yeah, the point should just be to.
And if you don't give, I'm not mad at you. I'm not over here, you know, yelling at Silence, Duguid, and Buck Naked because they're regular chatting. Guys, make them all super chats, please.
The way he was talking to me was like a car salesman. Come on, man, you got to come to Hackamania, man. Come on. I was just like.
It was
begging me. It's so nuts.
Let me get you one of these. Come on. It's got everything. I'm like, yeah. So.
When was the last time Chad bought a car?
You know, you guys that love Melton, he's a total salesman. 100%. I mean, it's undeniable. That's what he does. So, you know, it's fine. Eva says it would be great for Chad to go to Hackamania. I'll go if you go, Eva. How about that? If Eva goes, I'll go. There you go. Eva, I put the pressure on you. If Eva goes, I'll go. If Stella B goes, I'll go. That's how I'm going to handle this. I'll go. I'm like,
whoa, what was that?
I'll go.
Is he sucking dick? A wee in my web. A wee.
Handle this. I'll go.
That's definitely gonna be a clip. There's no way.
Handle this. I'll go. I'm like Opie now.
Now?
Yeah, you lost your mind.
Yeah, you're like Opie now.
Oh, come on! Yeah.
Mimic.
Here, before I leave, I'll show you around my hotel. It's a fucking mess. This is my view. It's not that great. There's the Golden Nugget. That's Atlantic City. Beautiful downtown Atlantic City. Just a hotel. Nothing crazy.
No, there is a casino there.
There you go.
Give us a tour.
Here's my pillow. This is where I keep the blanket.
Chad Unleashed. Whoa! Oh my God! There we go. Let me cook some eggs.
Now he's mimicking himself.
cook. Let's go, eggs. Let's go, eggs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll wrap up with Ray.
Finally.
All right. Yeah. Finally.
I wish we all could.
Stay away to heaven. Come on, man. Yeah.
That's what God's saying.
Conversation with Ray.
not Ray.
First thing Ray said to me was, "I don't hate you."
I believe that. Yes. I do believe that.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. No one thinks you hate them.
I don't hate you, Chad. I don't hate you. I don't mind you doing that show. Very first thing he said to me, I don't hate you. I don't hate you.
Let me get a lanyard.
I posted a video.
That's the first thing I said to him. Let me get a lanyard.
I posted
something for free, you know?
I posted a video of Ray fanboying out with Chad, and Kumia retweeted it today and said the only thing more embarrassing would be NAMBLA. NAMBLA badges, which I assume Kumia has. Got him!
I don't mind you doing that show. And I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks, Ray. He's like, I like the show. He goes, I like the show. I like it. I go, you've never watched an episode. He goes, I've seen a clip. So Ray loves the Ray DeVito show.
Oh, he's got a clip.
He's like, I like it. I like it. But Ray immediately says, you know, Chad, I respect that you still do stand-up. None of these guys do it. You still do it, and I respect it. I expect you, because you still do it. We're the only ones doing it. They don't do it. And he's like, we got to do some gigs. He immediately goes, we got to do some gigs.
I go, hey, perform stand-up. I perform stand-up. It's cool.
Do you?
What is that? Was that the conversation?
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, you perform stand-up.
No, I go.
And I perform stand-up. That's cool. Like, that was the conversation.
No, the fact that, like, he does stand up, I do stand up. Like, that's, like,
cool.
No.
All right. If you guys,
I don't want to say what I was.
If you put both your calendars together, you guys can fill a couple months.
He's going to say cool. If these guys got super tips, they can stay home after Monday. Yeah, they drive around the fucking country.
I was like, what, are we going on tour? He's like, I just think we could do some shows and we could bring some people in with the Dabbleverse. And I'm like, okay, Ray.
What? You didn't say that? What did you say that?
What's funny is he just goes, Ray wanted me to come to a stand-up gig with him. I could bring people together from the Dabbleverse. And I was like, okay, Ray. And it's like, Chad, that's exactly what you just tried to do.
Right.
Chad just tried to do a stand-up show Ray. Chad just tried to do a stand-up show with Ray and bring people from the Dabbleverse together. And his reaction to Ray proposing that is, okay, Ray.
You're right.
Right. I guess his point, it's a good point. He can't. Like,
you have tried.
I'm just pointing out.
He's like, is it?
It's cool. He does stand up and I do stand up.
Yeah, we heard.
There could
can
be,
you imagine Ray
we heard.
DeVito
is it cool?
And Chad Zumach in, like, Mississippi, like, in you know.
Tunica.
You know what I mean?
No, the dude did the road for me. Okay, the dude opened up for me a few times. Like,
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You're an opener.
30 people. 30 people yes. who would sell tickets yes. in this area.
Dude, right.
Like, where right. are you guys going to go?
Stand up sucks now.
It's garbage.
But he's harmless. Nobody loves this stuff more than Ray. Ray loves this. He loves being around the Bentleys. He loves the attention.
Who doesn't Bentley? Love being around the Bentleys?
He loves drinking.
Bentley's like, you better wrap this up soon.
He likes keeping Ray. I mean, I get why Ray comes to these things, because he makes out like a fucking bandit. Ray makes like a fortune coming to these shows. People just give him money. So I get why he cancels gigs to come here. He probably made more money.
Show the lamp.
Coming the Super Bowl weekend than he did at his shitty gig. He got $300 for doing 5 minutes of stand-up, and I think Bentley gave him some extra cash on the side, and I think more people were giving him money. So I guess that's why Ray loves it.
He got to grease the palms.
Bo Barrington, my man. Did you see / hang out with Vince the Lawyer? He came up and shook my hand. He gave me an aggressive handshake to show his dominance, his alpha maleness, even though he's shorter than me.
What?
And he squeezed my hand.
Yeah, it's yeah, like, is it important or not important?
Yeah, now height matters.
When I'm taller.
Like, hey, man, what's up? And I go, hey, man. And he's like, come back to my room. Ray's going to do stand-up. Come up to my room. And I was like, for a second, I was like, okay. Then I was like, nah.
Last time a guy invited me to his room.
I don't want to be in your room.
They lynched me.
Plus, I didn't know if the Duke was going to be there. I didn't want to show up and the Duke was there, you know? That would have been bad.
Why would that have been bad, Chad? Why would that have been bad? You would have beat his ass?
You open the door, John's passed out on the couch.
I don't want to face the wrath of the Duke.
But didn't you just
go? We're all scared of the Duke. No, to sum it all up, Stuttering John's one of the biggest pussies ever. That guy's garbage. All of us should quit giving.
But when he's talking about Stuttering John and Melton, he goes like, Melton ran from John.
Him any amount of attention. The guy's garbage. He said he was going to be here. Another lie. Many, many lies from Stuttering John. John, you will forever be everyone's bitch. You're a joke. You're a clown. You get everything you deserve. You're going to die alone. It's going to be a sad existence. Nobody's going to be at your funeral. And that's a fact, Jack. Bob.
That's it.
Then I'll be happy.
That is Chad Zumach, everybody.
It's the second time you mentioned dying alone.
Now.
He's hilarious, man.
Last night, after the shows, Rocco, maybe you can kind of explain what we did and then how Kevin and Chad like came down, like how that kind of played out.
Yeah, I mean.
While I set this up.
Me and you were at a poker table together, and because I had told Kevin, you know, we're going to go down and play poker after the show,
mm-hmm.
and he said, he's like, okay, I'll meet you down there. Like, he said it on the show.
Said he would come, said he wanted to do it.
And did we have a seat open at that point?
I don't think we had one at that point. Kevin comes in and Chad just...
we were saying come, we were signaling to him. To come sit at one point.
So Kevin does his thing, and I called it, where he comes in. Again, Chad just stays at the front and just kind of paces, like, oh, they all know math and how to play poker and have money. Oh, what am I going to do? And so Chad just, like, paced around for a little bit and eventually just disappeared. But Kevin sits down and plays poker. He walks over to the table the first time, and he doesn't talk to me at all. He talks to Rocco and some of the other people standing around. What was interesting is when Kevin sat at a different poker table... he didn't have anybody around him, and there were like four or five people around our table talking.
Right.
And Kevin, you could tell he was like getting kind of like, why is everybody over there? He was, one time I caught him just like staring at our table, like, and he comes over, he talks to Rocco, he goes back and sits down, and I go, all right, Kevin and I are going to be fine in about 20, 30 minutes. This is Kevin like testing the boundaries, seeing if we're okay. And then and he'll take four or five times to do this, and then he'll come and we'll be good. He comes over again, and this time he talks to me. And I don't remember what he said at that point, but he said something to me. I said something back, and he went back and sat down. Then we had a seat open, and we brought him over. And he comes and sits down at our table. Kevin Brennan was at our table for probably
less than 10 minutes. Less than max. 10 minutes.
And he the first thing he does is try to needle me, and he leans over and goes, "Hey, Melton! Hey, Melton!" He goes, "We made $1,900 tonight."
Hell yeah, number one.
Right. But then I said to him, "That's almost what we made. That's almost what we made, Kevin. Congrats, you'll get there."
Yeah.
And this, like, he did not like that. He did not enjoy that at all, and kind of got a little sulky. And when you think about $1,900 in super chats and memberships, like Kevin said, you have to subtract out YouTube's cut. So let's just say it's $2,000. So now we're down to $1,400. Then you have to subtract the $500 in beers that you bought. Then you have to subtract whatever you decide to guiltily send to Ray and Chad this week.
Right. I'm going
to
go to bed. You guys
are not going to be here for this.
No, I fucking... No, I love...
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
And yeah, I'm going to bed. Yeah. All right, Dave. Thank you, Bentley, for everything. Thank you for the fucking $5,000 you gave me. According to Chad. Okay. No, that's a joke. Really? No, really? He didn't. Yeah, I'm going, dude. I gotta get up and check out.
Okay, yeah, you're holding up the show. So go. We'll see you later, Ray.
Thanks for having me. I love everybody.
Bye, Ray.
Let's just.
I'm not sitting in that chair.
Let's just watch him. Let's just awkwardly watch him go. Okay, so what? Oh, fuck, that fucking image is 4K. I gotta shrink it down. Jesus Christ! How do I fix this? Hold on. Fuck. Sorry. I'm sharing a video. So just. Maybe tell what happened with the dealer and stuff. Just set it up.
Okay, so...
can you move to the camera?
Yeah, Kevin... Like we said, he was there for less than 10 minutes. One of the funny things was Kevin kind of had to constantly stand up and lean over the table.
That was insane. And I do remember him doing this before.
To see the cards. So eventually I just yelled out, 5 of diamonds. But and you
couldn't
like,
see the cards. And we were like, dealer, just put the cards in front of him. We can all see. So both Chad and KB have trouble reading at any distance. Chad has trouble reading. But yeah, so he couldn't read the cards. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he couldn't read the cards. But what started...
holding his chips.
Oh, the holding of the chips. Okay, so when you play poker... There are specific rules to the game, and as someone who plays poker, I know Kevin knows this rule. The chips always stay on the table. And Kevin took some chips, and he was leaning back, and he had them like this. And the dealer said, "Sorry, I can't have the chips. You can't have the
money, table. The chips on the table.
You have them on the table." And he's like, What? Oh, and he just put it, you know, he put them down. But now, you know, He seemed a little aggravated that she told him that.
He was stink-eyeing her right after that.
So Kevin wins a pot.
The next pot,
and it's
not
a significant pot. It's just whatever.
$40, whatever.
Yeah, maybe $40. And he goes, "You know, you're a terrible dealer.
You're the worst dealer in the world."
Oh, you're the worst dealer in the world? Oh, because I heard on the... Okay. "You're the worst dealer in the world." And... At first, I think she thought, she was like, "What?" She's an Asian dealer.
Right.
And I think we all were just kind of laughed it off. And he was like, "You're the worst." Like, I don't think he cursed, but he said, You're the worst dealer in the world. And that's when your friend.
She put the cart.
But that's when your friend Sean said, "I don't think you're allowed to say that as you're stacking chips."
Right.
Which is literally just won.
It's a great point.
And it's a great line.
Yeah. And, yeah.
And at that point, she yells, "Floor, floor."
So floor means, for people not in the poker world, floor means a floor supervisor to come over.
Her boss.
Because she's the person who runs the poker room. To come over because she's being insulted at the table by one of the players. And obviously, like, not okay.
Right.
And look, was it, like... I see both sides of it. Like, I don't think he was saying anything crazy. He was saying, like, "I don't think you're a good dealer. I don't think you're good."
Yeah.
But he's insulting her directly. "You're the worst dealer in the world." You can let it go. You don't have to say everything. But Kevin likes to start shit.
But the life of these dealers also sucks. Like, they all work part-time. They can't get health insurance and stuff. And, like, they're not happy with the situations that they're already in, and they have to deal with drunks every day. They have to deal with these fucking degenerates. And she just had enough. And at that point, what time was it? Probably like, what time did MLC
about 3
end?
In the morning. Right?
It was probably like 3 in the morning maybe, or something.
So. You know what it was? He saw you guys, and like I've told Kevin that, you guys both, like I seen Melton in Vegas. You were in a 3-day tournament, and I know you love to play. And yeah. He loves to play. Yeah. Like he always talked about
That's
it.
All I wanted to do.
So he's just come my, over yeah. and have a good time, but like he can't do it. You know what I mean? He can't yeah. bring himself to do
he
it.
He can. I've done it with him before. But so... she calls the floor over, and it was then that I started reaching for my camera and filming. So what you're about to see is a very short clip. This clip is, it's super short, 14 seconds. So the floor supervisor standing to my left, the dealer's to my left, Kevin Brennan's at the end of the table to my left. I'm going to pan around, you'll see. And she's explaining to the dealer that he's saying she's the best, she's the worst dealer in the world. The dealer then says to her, she's like, I don't want to deal to him. And he says to her, she only has about 10 minutes left of her down, meaning like another dealer will come to the table. He says, just deal him out, meaning don't give him cards until the next dealer comes and they can deal with him. And if they don't like him, then we'll do something. But basically, don't give him cards, don't let him play. You don't have to.
Here.
He can sit there, but you're not going to give him cards, so he can't do shit.
Right.
Well, he can watch, but he can't.
Right. Well, this makes him upset, and it's about then that the foreman is explaining to him what's going to happen, and then the dealer turns to me, and she just goes, "Oh, you can't fear him in here. You cannot fear him in here." So the camera cuts off. This is 14 seconds. This is all the video I have. But you'll be able to set the scene for the audio that I have after this. Because they didn't say I couldn't record audio.
Oh,
so
no.
This is the poker table.
No. Oh, no.
And Rocco is to my right. These other people are just at the table. Don't worry about it. And you'll see KB. And you'll see... this is JT in the feel hat. JT. I don't know if he's Docs, but he's Docs. here we go. Just so you can kind of see what everybody looks like and how it the scene.
Third worst dealer or not? I don't want to. I don't want to deal with
it. So look how old and frail Kevin looks. Here we go.
Dealer or not? I don't want to. I don't want to deal with
it. I don't want to deal him. He said I'm the worst dealer in the world. I don't want to deal him. Give a firm finger wagging in his direction.
You can't fear him in the room,
too, sir. You can't fear him in the room. Okay, so that's what we're dealing with. The next minute and 14 seconds is fucking fantastic.
Buckle up.
I wonder if... I'm going to have trouble with this, too. Hold on. Fuck. I don't know how bad this audio is going to be playing over my... This is going to be rough. I have it, but it's going to play out of the speaker. Since it's not video and I'm sharing it on the screen, it won't directly send the audio. I'm going to try something. This should be the best way to do it. There's not going to be anything on the screen. It's not going to be pretty. But here we go. Okay. This is a minute... and 13 seconds of audio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happened after I stopped filming.
Buckle up, man.
Kevin says, I'm not allowed to have an opinion about a dealer.
What happened to this country?
What happened to this country? I'll play it. I'll play it in its entirety after this, but I'm just breaking it down because it might be difficult to hear.
She does. You're trying to get me booted from the hotel?
What are you talking about?
I can't play because I have an opinion about her dealing.
She's trying to get me booted from the hotel. I can't play because I have an opinion about her dealing? Which I also think is... I think Kevin's right here.
Yeah, 100%, man.
But you don't have to tell that... Saying I think she's the worst dealer in the world, or you're the worst dealer in the world, if a dealer said you're the worst player in the world to a player, it wouldn't be accepted.
No, man, back in the day in the 80s, man, if you talked like that to a dealer, they got pissed off, man. They did, man. Now, they're woke. The dealers are woke.
Here we go.
Well, Trump won again. God bless. Seriously, what's your number? Because I'm going to report you.
What's your number? Because I'm going to report you. This is Kevin Brennan shutting people down.
I did police the bomb.
He said Trump won again.
Trump won again. Did he say Trump won again? Hold on, let me wind it back.
Trump won again. God bless.
Trump won again. God bless. Well, spoiler alert, guys. The election results are here. So you're hearing chatter at another table. The iPhone records so well. It's picking up literally another dealer and players at another table. So just ignore this chatter. No one at our table was talking.
Yeah, yeah.
We were all just like, whoa.
Now that's the show. That's what they pay $20 for.
All right, here we go.
I can't have an opinion about it. Is this Trump's America?
Is this Trump's America? Is this Trump's America?
He's the best. Can you play with him if you want? Is this Trump's America? I can't have an opinion about a fucking dealer.
Is this Trump's America? I can't have a fucking opinion about a fucking dealer. Get him, Elon.
And I'm not paying my taxes.
Ooh.
And so she gets to have an opinion that's just terrible?
So she gets to have an opinion that's just terrible? What is her opinion?
She's thin
skinned. This is gold. She's all thin skinned. What's wrong with this bitch?
Still not wrong.
Why is she dealing if she's thin skinned?
I can't. I'm out of the hand because I said she's a terrible dealer.
Okay, so that was, I think it was a chair, but I'm not sure. It could have been a side table, but I think this one was a chair. I think when he got up, like his chair like threw backwards.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, because he didn't know.
Yeah, so that's why it's a quieter sound. I think this was his chair hitting the ground. He like kind of like spazzed out, and his chair hits the ground. In a minute, you're gonna hear a loud crash, and this is him grabbing a little table cart and just flipping it as three people from the poker room walk him out. He grabs a little poker room push table and flips it. You'll hear the crash. It's not subtle.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So she goes, Sakur. She's saying security, but it's one syllable. Sakur. So now people are clapping because he's getting kicked out. So once again, the chair and the table.
I can't. I'm out of the hand because I said she's a terrible dealer.
And we thought, like, I honestly thought he was going to be like, trespassed, kicked off the hotel property. I thought he might be arrested. He kept going.
Uh-oh.
KB, KB.
That's T.O. Hank, I think. KB, KB. So there we go. For all the people who didn't think it was true, 100% Kevin Brennan got kicked out of the hotel room. And, poker room. And I think that's why he woke up early and snuck out this morning and didn't want to be part of the Super Bowl at the Borgata. I'll post this video and audio up so everybody can have a clear, crisp, and the Clippers can go nuts, I'm sure.
Do you want to talk about the Dabbler gossip about his trip home?
Yes. Yes. So apparently, according to his right-hand man, Stevie Lou, who can't stop talking about all the secret shit KB tells him, Stevie Lou cannot keep his mouth shut about anything. Comes and tells us that Kevin was pulled over twice on the drive back home and got 2 and up to possibly 4 tickets.
Bentley says 4.
No.
4 times.
I don't believe
it. Talk, what?
He was pulled over 4 times is what I heard.
No. He went,
there's no way.
Okay. Steve Bentley's saying he heard that he was pulled over 4 times.
That's the number I got was 4.
From what I hear, he got 4 tickets and was pulled over twice. But how do you get pulled over after being pulled over? Wouldn't you slow the fuck down and, like, chill the fuck out? Or I guess you're so mad. So, Kevin, I just have one question. How much did you make Saturday night? Melton!
How do you do the sex thing again?
You just go in and out,
over the chat.
In and out.
Well, like
I don't have you
and
scheduled to talk. So when I play a clip, you talk over it. You're not scheduled
you're
to speak.
You're making enough money. Relax, man.
These people paid and they want to hear their clips and you're talking over them. Okay. It's not even about me. Fuck. Fucking Teamster Tim. Die! He takes it.
How do you do the sex thing again?
You just go in and out, buddy.
What? Again?
Well, like
fuck.
A burger joint.
Like,
got
fuck!
It.
It's like you wait for him. We're going to try it a third time. All you have to do is but please shut the fuck up. It's 3 a.m. And everybody wants to go to bed. Fuck!
How do you do the sex thing again?
You just go in and out, buddy. In and out.
Well, like the burger joint.
I'm talking over him now. I'm losing my mind. He'll take it seriously. Don't. Just.
How do you do the sex thing again?
You just go in and out, buddy. In and out.
Well, like the burger joint. Got it.
Oh, my God.
Likewise. You got your money's worth on that one.
I was around when Chad's little brother got smashed by that car. Into neutral. Out of park. That Goodyear sure left a mark. Pleased to meet you. Hope. You guess my name.
Leave Chad's brother alone.
Ray does stand up, but that's not how the mud shirt rolls. I do tippy toe stand up. That's a fact, Jack.
Good point.
I will report I did not see Chad stand on his tippy toes once this entire week.
And I don't think I'll ever do that again.
Yeah.
Me and Jake are having an affair. I'm sick of the neglect, and he fingers me like a daddy anteater rooting around in a perfect tunnel. I am woman. Hear me roar. Problems too big to ignore.
She accepts me for me. We have a lot in common. Short bus memories and pizza party dreams. I'm in, you're out, like Kenny Powers said. Bye, Patrick, butt face.
I'm so horned up. I think Felicia offered to throw me a piece of Pittsburgh pussy pie, but I have to take a Greyhound to her rental house. Bitch has balloons.
My warm, humid, wet Tampa tarantula trap yearns for you, Chad. Jake. I have 2 clits, or it's a skin tag or a monkey pock. It's fleshy. Help Dr. Steve.
Pittsburgh pussy pie.
Y'all had fun. Consider SoCal sometime. Cheers. If you can't get to Vegas from SoCal, I mean, like, we got to come to everyone's town. How come you don't do Paducah?
My redemption arc just concluded. I got death threats for beating up Tookie. This Dabbleverse is ridiculous.
Yeah, this was a tweet today.
Oh, I saw that. Chad tweeted that.
No one becomes I knew they were pussies or fucking idiots. I'm getting death threats. Like, which is it, Chad? Are you the mud shark in control or are you a pussy? I don't know. I think we're caught up. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm getting death threats for beating up Tookie. You guys are fully retarded.
I do want to shout out.
But then he quote tweeted himself and just said, he quote tweeted that tweet and said, "Bring it on, Stuttering John."
I don't understand. He's like arguing with himself, but it doesn't even make sense.
I don't know why. I don't know if he deleted that tweet, but I took a screenshot just in case he did.
Master Chief member for 3 months says Ray tried to sleep with Tukey and Rocco. Best sue Chad for hurting his arm. Ray tried to sleep with Tukey and Rocco best sue Chad for hurting his arm. Adam 99 said Chad wears size 6 shoes. Rerun says Chad stinks. Scooter G gifting 10 gifted memberships. Thank you very much. Scooter G. EFS has been hanging out with us all weekend. Yeah. Again, great to see you. He was at Hackamania last year. I think he's going to be there this year. Thank you for the 10 gifted memberships. Crumbum, why did you change your clothes 4 times today, Ray? He didn't today, I don't think. Did he?
Yes, he did.
Again?
Yeah.
Well, he broke the record.
Oh, I didn't see him earlier, I guess.
Yeah, he changed. He did more wardrobe changes this time than last year.
He did on purpose.
Yeah. Now I know why he brings a laundry basket. Yeah. He's got a lot of laundry. EFS says Chad's roadcaster guy is the same one that checks Ray's tire tread. Oh, this was another thing. Like, Ray said, I think I need new tires. And I go, like, I mean, do you or don't you? And he's like, I'm not sure. I got to take it to my mechanic. My buddy's going to tell me. And I go, just go check the tread. And he's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm not a mechanic. And then KB, Lady KB said, I'll go check the tread on your tires, Ray. Can you imagine? Yeah, I don't even...
He's amazing.
Beloved Chatter said, sorry I couldn't make it out, punks. I'll try to make it to Hackamania. Also, how is Ray not on his not in on his own bit? I don't remember what that was about. But thank you. What is it? He's Beloved Chatter? FKA Mommy says, Raymond, say goodnight to your friends. It's bedtime. And yeah. I agree. I agree. We've kept you all here far too long. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'll be back in studio Tuesday, maybe. And Rocco, I'm sure you have a lot to talk about and catch up with.
No. I don't know what I'm doing. A show.
Anything to plug?
TukeySoup.com. You can find all my stupid crap.
Ray DeVito, comedy.org or something. I don't even know. Hackamania May 9th through 11th. We're going to do breakfast in the morning for people who want to come. Maybe we'll go to the breakfast place down in the thing. That way we can just bring whoever wants to come. Because I think they do like a... Somebody told me it was good, yeah. But I don't know. Oh, well, Tio Hank eats complete garbage.
He said it was great.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hey, Tio Hank's fat. He knows food.
I want the character breakfast. Derek Savage with Cool Cat. And what's the other one? Dirty Dog. Like, you know, like Disney. Melton, go fuck yourself.
We're gonna make that's gonna be a clip. That's gonna be a clip.
Speaking of clips, Chad saying I have a cookie.
Christ.
What?
Speaking of clips, me and Chad saying I had a cookie.
You sound like a meth addict.
My fucking voice.
We all sound rough. We all sound rough.
My fucking voice just shit.
We know. What the fuck was I gonna say? Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, breakfast. Let's do.
Yeah, I'm gonna do breakfast with you after you fucking did this shit to me.
Oh no, you're not gonna come?
Fuck you. I need bacon.
Oh, you won't be there?
Nope.
God, it'll be fun.
Bitches better have my bacon.
Yeah, breakfast bacon as big as your head. Breakfast sodas as big as your head. So let's do that. Should we say 9:30? Checkout's 11. That way everybody can have breakfast and go about their way and say goodbye. I know Shmuel Buckman and his wife want to come to that. So I'll text everybody I can think of to text.
We'll tweet it.
But yeah, I'll tweet it. Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, it's a secret. Nobody knows where I'm going to be. I don't like to announce where I'm having my breakfast soda. I like to keep you guys guessing. Not going to make it to breakfast. Long story. And I just show up like, you idiots. You thought I wasn't coming? You just run with it. Yeah, let's say 9:30 a.m. in the food court downstairs. Breakfast time is the place. Obviously, you can get whatever you want to eat. Bring your own if you want. I think they have cake. Good night. Thank you very much. Thank you to Jason Bentley. Thank you to Sean for all your help. And thank you to Teamster Tim, who I do love and love to give shit. And I would never, ever, ever intentionally hurt or... berate. I mean, I would intentionally berate.
I spend so much time with you. Like, he comes on, I drive at 3 in the morning, he comes on, it's great, man. 3 to 7, you know.
Yeah, which is what it is now. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Oh, man.